It's fine. Hey, it's a Raspberry. We're open public radio. We're playing Eclipse Phase Duality Session 4. We've gotten back from Gen Con 2013, so that's
without me.
And we have the eyelid boils to prove it.
Yes. I saw it.
We do have new copies, sexy new copies of Transhuman. The
all can I touch it?
Ooh, yes, you can.
I touched it.
Ooh. And RPPR is mentioned in it.
Yes. So in the last session, the players pulled out a masterful con on the Pathfinder Corporation. managed to rescue a number of people from detention in their green zone, and got a lot of rep through that. There's also
we got Unit 15.
Yes, you have Unit 15 on your side. He is. He says he will make me. He says he wants the anarchists are offering him some orientation therapy in terms of getting used to the autonomous lifestyle and not taking orders from whoever is wearing a uniform, which is something kind of programmed into him. So he will be.
To be fair, you'd think he'd be kind of fine with that. I gotta, find a way in.
No, he recognizes that's a problem.
It's not like the autonomists are wearing a bunch of uniforms in the first place.
No, that's a problem. He will meet up with you, but for this session, he is just going through some issues. Dealing with some things. Dealing with some issues. So. But he is your bro. So
probably diving, doing simulated diving through the Venus atmosphere, listening to the touch.
Yeah, well, not really, because you're on a colony exoplanet. He's not going to Venus anytime
ever. I tell you, in simul space.
In simul space, sure.
I could have designed it for him. I have simul space.
So, other things to be aware of. So you guys did get your memories back. So hooray for that. So you can start skimming them. Or integrating them.
Hardcore integration. What do we use that sandy?
Yeah, that'll be fun.
So I'm going to rest and get my strength back.
Right, so this is the next day. Okay. Yeah, so you guys, as soon as you get back to Liberation, the autonomous, I have plenty of pencils, and there's a big stack of them on there.
I'm in my bag, actually. Kim, don't worry about it.
I got this for Gen Con, but I figured that will solve the issue for the year, at least, because there's like 24 of them.
And they disappear within a month.
Optimistic.
I am... glass is half full? All right.
I spent $250 a year on pencils alone.
Wow.
When I was teaching.
Well...
They were only gone by November.
This year I spent more money on textbooks than in like the past 3 years put together.
Awesome. Early education.
Mm-hmm.
You also got a number of intel leads that will allow you to launch the autonomous are going to be launching an offensive to shut down the missile launchers, which are raining hell down on your base.
Missile launcher assault. I have no notes.
So you can aid in that if you want to.
I'm owed 11 level 4 favor from
the
autonomous.
Yes. You can cash that in for a.
Is somebody going to go interview the Arete farm?
That can be a side mission.
Okay.
These are just plot hooks that you can jump at. Right. Most of them are going to be Stuart Hamper. One thing I wanted to mention that I haven't really mentioned so far. Oh, yeah. First off, in case you didn't see this, the Civil War maneuver before, this is an explanation of why Pathfinder can't just send 1,000 Reaper morphs with heavy weapons to shut all this shit down or nuke it. Well, in fact, why there is a civil war. I posted this on the forum, so you can always look that over. In short, things are complicated, and killing those wayward colonists would be a bad business.
It's layers upon layers.
Layers upon layers. Especially, at least, because Pathfinder does not know where the autonomous gate is located, so the gate to Fissure. So until then, more anarchists can have... There's another new factor... one thing you find out, there are new encampments and settlements all across the planet. The autonomous are spreading like wildfire across that. Because Liberation is getting bombed so much, it's like, hey, maybe we shouldn't cluster up. And also because they're autonomous, they argue bigger and like, screw you guys, I'm going to build my own autonomous.
With Blackjack.
It'll be a utopia.
Yeah, mine will be more utopian than yours by 20%.
So basically,
by empirical measures.
Basically, any player group ever.
Autonomous are all player characters. There's even some extropins that have landed on the planet, although there is a healthy black market economy between Pathfinder City, Liberation, and the extropin settlement on the moon. Minerva IV's moon because of long-range communications, and the Excropians are really good at just doing mesh businesses, like Simul Space betting on AGI fighters. Salty Bet is that those Pathfinder people don't have much. There's not much to do, so betting on AGI fighters is like one of the few vices they still have on them.
It's like cockfighting.
Yeah.
Both AIs.
Oh man, I've been watching Milk with Salty Bet all day.
Salty Bet is pretty good.
We can't start talking about that. I will lose the thread.
So, the reason I bring this up is if you have a group of autonomous, every philosophy and faction of the autonomous are represented at least somewhere on the planet. So instead of hanging out in the war zone, you might think about going there. So that's something. All of you have been pinged because of there is a mission that your friend Simon has volunteered you all for. You're going to get a lot of rep with the gate crashers for this.
You were warned about this.
Yeah.
Is this something... You told us about it. Is this also something...
This is the gate crashing mission.
Gerard has, you know, said...
You'll find that out, yeah. Does anybody remember what Jason's character was called? So...
Jason!
Yeah.
Found that's his real name. He was an alias all along.
Yeah, it was an alias
all along. I called him Ugly One, but I call all humans that.
Jason's character has gone back.
Hey, hold on. Ugly One, is he Ugly Two, Ugly Three, or is it...
I'm quite Ugly One.
Well, I'm a machine now.
John.
What are you?
Kite?
He's a cop. Yeah. He's a smart bot, he's a fly bot.
I'm a cockroach.
You're a cockroach, yes. You're a talking cockroach. That's
awesome.
All right, so... The deal with that is you can go on it anytime soon. He wants to go leave sooner than ever. Jason's character has left back for Project Hedgerow. After he got back from your mission, he said, I want to go back and study that. Find out now that I have my memories, I want to go back and make sure that shit's okay.
He's
rounded up some other scientists to help him study it and introduce it to the economists so they can hopefully keep it quarantined.
See you when you're an insurgent, buddy.
Yeah.
So he's gonna go work with Carlos.
Well, if you skip your memories, you see that your character Carlos. did trust one another as you spent years together working as a team.
All humans suck. What about Carlos?
Other plot hooks, just so you know. There is the John Doe, David Smith debriefing, or you can talk to him. He is the guy in the flat morph who claims to be from another universe and is terrified by everything all the time, forever. because you guys know that he's probably from the mirror universe, if that's even a thing. Or an elaborate...
Do they have goatees? Then it's a thing.
Yeah. And then there's Diocletian, the ultimate xeno-archaeologist, wants help extracting Ectoma artifacts from the planet. He has pinged you and asked you for help. He says he can offer you mega credits, bonuses, all kinds of favors. You can help him at least set up an outpost near the ruins. There is also, you know that Orange Thermidor, the anarchist who is in detention, is probably being... partially brainwashed by Dr. Abe Nostrom. So you kind of uncovered that. So he might be worth keeping an eye on.
Told them that.
Yeah, which he has a higher rep than you, so...
Really? Because I got a pretty fucking high rep from that thing.
No, you did, but he also has gold stars and all that good shit. So.
Well, whatever.
Yeah.
He's human, I don't give a shit.
All right. Then there's Liberty Valentino, the ex-Jovian revolutionary. Who has a gold mine of Jovian data in his head, which would be worth a lot to any number of parties. So you can either ask him for help politely, or ask him for knowledge. Hey, give me that valuable intelligence in your head, or, you know, whatever.
Touch his brain while he's asleep.
Yeah, touch his brain while he's asleep. What could possibly go wrong?
Nothing.
Aaron, a supply of, like, you know, cotton balls.
Your character has been pinged by someone you remember from your past. Someone who helped you in the past, helped you establish your cover identity. That character is?
That would be me.
All right, what's your character's name?
I had it written down. I remember the first part of it is Malachi Suffer Not Injustice.
All right, Malachi Suffer Not Injustice.
Gotta love those random generators.
God, that's like a Martian Native American name from Futurama.
In other words, perfect for Eclipse Phase.
It is.
He has pinged you. He's
terrible
on board,
for a tombstone.
And he wants to talk to you. In fact, all of you are meeting up together in the mess hall to either talk recharge your batteries or just be social, because yeah, it's the next morning. You've all had a few hours alone.
Like, I don't sleep anymore. That is just bizarre.
Isn't it
you
awesome?
Finished sleeping.
You get to work all the time.
I know. And you
can why don't we go ahead?
And you can live in a small closet.
I know.
You can live in a small closet.
I don't. I live in a factory making more things, but, you know.
Yeah. Oh, I have a closet. It's beautiful. I just stand perfectly
still.
Yeah,
one question, first off. What are you guys doing in terms of backups? I see you deleted your backups from Pathfinder, because that was probably a good idea. You don't want them having that. You don't know if they have other backups, but you hope they don't.
We assume they do.
Yeah. Are you going to...
I'm assuming I've got a backup in my base.
In the backup in the Project Hedro base?
No, in the factory.
The outpost.
The factory that I've got as my first phase.
Oh, well, you just asked for it. You have lab workspace in the, so that's the
autonomous. But a backup isn't that big. I mean,
it's data. So are you backing up with the autonomists or not?
Yes, I am.
It's a war base. They all, like, hey, back up. That's probably
good. I
will.
Is there propaganda? Back up today!
Yeah.
Oh, the hypercorps win!
Yeah.
The only good hypercorp is a dead hypercorp.
Half of it is
if you go without a backup, you go with Hitler.
So.
We won't knuckle under.
So, Tom, you're sleeping into the Savant Morph.
I am.
Let's go ahead and give you those beautiful first integration tests. It's Psalm times 3.
Actually, I want to see a
I have
propaganda poster that says,
okay.
Back up, fight the hype.
30. Yeah, okay. No problems.
All right. Give me
a special love in my heart for propaganda.
Let's see here. Alienation, int times 3.
I was reading your character's
77.
Nonsense.
Crit.
I saw this.
Crit success or crit failure?
Crit success. My alienation is 95.
Newspaper article.
What's your int?
About
25.
A midget 25. Psychic. Who was on the run from the law.
I have adaptability.
And the headline was small, medium, at large.
All right. Best morph ever. You're feeling great.
Be careful with that one. It's an
anti. And continuity test.
Damn straight, dude.
Let's see here.
I have it right here. On my sheet. 75.
Actually, you don't have to make it on Nuni's test because you're just re-sleeving into
another
robot
synth.
Body.
Another synth.
Yeah, so you're fine. All right, yeah.
It's fine. It's actually like, I have this like, this is awesome.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You feel a lot smarter.
Can I get, do you have the Rimworld book over there?
It's in my office, actually.
It's in your office.
Yeah, in the.
I will go.
Yeah,
I will
it's
go
on the bookshelf, bottom bookshelf.
I will find it and not make a mess.
Actually, hold on a second. You can, but.
I'm going to find it and make a mess.
Here, everything. Okay, so everybody's together. You're in the same room with them.
All right,
You're walking over to the group. You can go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hello, Mr. Cyrock. My employer would like to.
It can be a private message if you want.
I would still do that.
Are you
okay? That
I'm so shocked. I never saw it coming.
Don't mind her. She's fine.
Anyways, you can say that too.
So hold on.
You can private
message. Can we take this even farther? Is Cyrock a external, version of the robot assassin that was the living armor?
He's a cockroach now, so it's
God,
okay.
Thousands of years in the future, the robot assassin.
We even started on the rails.
Yeah. We're spinning out of control.
Sorry.
It's going off the bridge.
So,
ping hello, sir. River
Phoenix is just running.
And when I see the one jump, head over to that table.
You're a bastard, I like you.
Yeah.
My employer sends friendly greetings and would like for you to know that my services have been retained on your behalf. No. My name is Malachi Suffer Not Injustice, and I am a troubleshooter.
Yeah. Is your name Vinny? Do you solve problems?
So he's at your table in the cafeteria.
Excellent.
In the mess hall. Or the mess hall. So.
I'm using Dr. Nightlife to message back and forth.
Just
at the moment.
Is.
So yeah, they're just standing at each other, looking at each other. Yep. The rest of you are kind of like...
I was like, I don't know what it is, but the power on this planet, it's like,
you know what's great?
Good.
When humans do that, it takes forever to communicate. Robots can communicate back and forth really fast.
I know, we're doing...
I know.
Do you know how quickly we're communicating here?
They haven't even said hello yet.
We've had this conversation.
All right.
A
small servitor robot, a creepy, actually sort of walks over to your group. And drops a small
grenade.
No, not a grenade. a small packet in front of each of you. And there's an AR tag on it that says, it's addressed to each of your characters, says, please open.
Look at it and activate it, so.
Well, it's a little pack, like a little envelope.
So it's actually,
there's something inside.
It's a physical object.
It's a physical object, there's an AR tag.
I'm like, what the, oh my god.
Okay,
I read about
scan
these.
It with pretty much
it's mail. It's mail.
Okay, there's a pair of small.
It's our mail.
Cylindrical objects
mail.
In it.
I'm gonna roll older nation states. A pass.
Okay.
Is it junk mail?
No, it's a package, like something.
So it's an actual mail.
Yeah, it's an actual thing.
So cool.
This is,
somebody's giving you something.
I should have sent a poet.
I read it.
Okay,
I read it too.
Are you going to open the envelope?
Yeah, open the box.
Yes.
You open the envelope. There's a pair that you recognize as advanced hearing filters for biomorphs and podmorphs. Like they're equivalent to hearing plugs. And there's an AR tag on the little message that says, please put these in. And there's a countdown that goes 37, 36. 35, 34.
Wait, wasn't this in Batman? Like, put this on right now. From
you
the
should
gas
probably
mask.
Plug those in.
Sure.
This
yeah.
Is still.
Does it work for synths too?
There's
I
the equivalent
danger
of those.
Sense.
I don't. Fuck.
Enhanced hearing. Do I
turn
already?
Unconscious lead on?
Okay.
And I put them in. And I condition one.
Okay, you're putting them in. If you have the hearing filter implant, you already have the benefit of that. Anybody else?
Yeah,
you put them on.
Okay,
you put them on.
I plug mine.
Is anyone not putting them on? Nope. All right. Here's what happens.
Campaign over.
37 seconds after the countdown into zero.
I back into a corner.
You start getting up. You start back into a corner.
Using the scanners.
Everyone can give me a perception check. A minus 10.
Can we have dice swing, bro?
Nope, don't make it.
Oh, wait, no.
It's not going to be
I've been using mine.
Visual perception?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm. Right. I did not make it.
You did not make it? All right, you don't see it?
43 out of 50. So made
43
it.
Out of 50?
Yeah. Can you pass
the okay. If you fail, your character is blinded. But if unless you have vision filter, the implant, I know David's character does.
I do.
Anti-glare, but I passed.
Anti-glare? All right, so that's fine. Anybody not have those?
Well, I have advanced sight, but I still roll.
Advanced sight,
D100.
It's a filter. I have a D100. Here. I have another.
It traveled very long distance.
Could fail on dice.
Yeah.
Let's
I
make it.
All right. Here's what happens. From the ceiling... like several dozen very small objects fall from the ceiling. They're previously embedded into the ceiling, but those who make the perception checks can see that they're actually grenades that were concealed, that were like manufactured into the wall. Very clever. They fall in unit at the same rate and detonate above everyone's head throughout the cafeteria. They are what are those
flashbangs?
Overload grenades. Yeah, the super fancy. Flashbang grenades. Those of you with hearing filters do not get blinded or do not get deafened. Those of you who fail your check and do not have a vision filter or a anti-glare thing are blinded. Those of you who make it, but did anybody make the perception check but does not have one of those implants to if you do that, you can make a reflex times 3 to avert your eyes in time.
Okay.
Reflex make times a check three. But don't have the filter.
Yeah. If you have the hearing filter, you're not deafened, but. Yeah.
I can make that roll.
You failed.
34, made it. So.
That's right.
Yeah. So you're blinded.
So reflex times 3, you said?
Yes.
Yes.
I make it.
Okay. So those of you who are blinded or deafened, you can, you're appropriately blinded. But the instant those grenades detonate, the millisecond after they detonate, you hear, those of you who aren't deafened, well, even if you are deafened, you kind of hear the burst of railgun fire coming from the back wall, or actually from several walls.
And the autonomous compound. Right?
Yeah, in the mess hall.
So why would they want us to not go down? But that doesn't make any fucking sense.
Grab everybody who is close to me.
That
and get
is
them
something
down.
You have to think about. Anyways, there. All right. So now we're going to do combat. Those of you who failed any check or blind are definitely go last. But those of you who made your checks are not blinded can make a perception check to identify the attacker.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm blinded. So
yes, you're going last.
No.
Alright, and if you fail, you also will... You can roll initiative, but you'll have to spend another perception check to actually identify them through the chaos. Alright.
So
everybody roll initiative.
On, so.
Except for me.
Well, yeah, you're just on my...
Oh, wait, I turn a conscious lead on, so...
And initiative.
Yeah,
is...
I'm not going to
read INIT.
I'm an okay. Animal rolling psych mode, so yeah. I'm just going to pull
10.
Plus 10.
20.
Yeah, there you go.
Alright, let's see here.
Oh, so it's
and the roll plus
the
D10.
Well,
no, his initiative score is
okay. D10 plus
no,
your D10. D10.
Okay, so.
Yeah, so 20 for me.
Yeah.
And I just realized I did not buy any
guns.
No,
it's your. It's just the,
so
it's a number.
Yeah.
It's a number 10 plus
oh,
his...
Oh, yeah, 10 plus, yeah.
So what do you... All right, so anybody get higher than 11?
12.
12? All right, Aaron has the highest?
No.
Oh, David
20.
Has.
All right, yeah, David has the highest. All right. I'm just getting the exactness here. Oh,
I
so,
have 15.
All right, so David, Aaron, Caleb.
10.
All right, so hold on, attacker 2. They rolled not quite great, but all right, so that was 11, 10.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that is good. Then 10, 9, that's attacker 4.
You need a pistol? Can you use real weapons?
I can use pretty much any.
You can, also, this is an armed autonomous working up. There are people who have spare weapons nearby.
Well, I've got a
you
spare
can
weapon.
Spend an action looking for a weapon.
I've got an auto rail rifle.
Are right. You on TACnet? Are you TACnetted in with us?
Yes.
Let's see here. So
I am a weapon.
9, 8. So that's the other two. All right. So 3, 1, Tom. All right, David, you made your perception check?
Yes.
Here's what you see. Along each of the four walls of the cafeteria, an attacker who was dug into the wall in a crappy synthmorph. There's actually an incredibly loud, constant blaring of noise and light. This is a griefer morph, which is a case morph modified with a heavy-duty sound system and hologram projectors to induce visual chaos and auditory chaos. It is armed with a kinetic machine gun with an extended magazine, and is just full auto bursting into the cafeteria. Population, and that's there's just four of them, one along each wall. You can identify them, but because of the chaos right now, you're at a minus 30 to hit. Even
which is a moot point
because well, minus 30 to hit them without hitting a you know someone in between.
Well, yeah, but he doesn't have a gun.
Well,
that's so a moot point.
Not necessarily. I can easily grab one.
You can, yeah, there are, if you make a Moxie times 10 check, you can say there's a gun. Somebody just died and just dropped their gun, and you can grab that and use that. Or you can spin a perception, spin your action.
I also have a medium
pistol.
Can I
try the Moxie times 10, and if that fails, spin the action?
Yeah. The Moxie right. times 10 is like a luck check. That will be, yeah. That's just...
30 out of Moxie times 10 would be 40. So
all right, so yeah, there's somebody drops a pistol. All right.
And if I can get it, or...
You can do a quick aim for a plus 10 to hit, or a full action to aim, giving you a plus 30 to hit. But that would be, if you have speed of 1, that would be your entire action.
Let's see, and speed is speed of 1.
Yeah.
So I will take aim and fire.
Quick aim?
Yeah, quick aim. All right,
so plus, so minus 20 altogether.
And that is an off 5.
All right, that hits. Go ahead and roll. Pistol has a minus 4 AP, or minus 2 AP. It's a light pistol. His armor is light, so that negates that. So were you just firing a single shot? Well, you have semi-auto, so you can make two shots, or you can do a burst fire for a plus 1d10 damage.
I'll do the burst fire.
All right, so roll 3d10 damage.
Okay.
Suppressing fire!
Yeah.
Okay, 19.
19 damage, all right.
He is...
Oh, so much fire. So it's so suppressed.
Heavily wounded.
Pew!
Let's see. Caleb with the sound effects. I know this is better than Elysium or any other.
All right,
so it's heavily wounded. It's heavily damaged. It sees you. You actually hear an auditory message from you. Why are you attacking us, comrade? Quite loudly, clearly.
Excellent.
Check your aim! Anyways, Aaron, you're next.
Okay, how close are we to the wall?
You're about in the middle of the cafeteria, so you're about, I would say 15 meters or so to any of the walls.
And how
so
high?
You're about equidistant from all the attackers.
Okay, and how high is the ceiling?
It's not that high. It's about 8 feet.
8 feet, which I probably can reach that. If it's
actually,
possible,
no, 10 feet.
Ten feet. Well, I think that's still possible with mine. I'd actually like to leap up, use my grip pads on the ceiling, and then move towards the attack.
Sure.
If I can at least get up above the face.
Aaron flies up.
Yeah, Aaron flies up flying. No, it's fine. Go ahead and give me a climb check.
Stealthily.
Give me a free running or a climb check.
Let's see.
You have grip pads, so.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
So I make sure to look up all my.
They're not targeting you right now. Like, they're
which,
firing
if anything
into
else,
the ground.
I'm hoping that at least the haze that's being.
Sure.
That's,
are you going after the one David shot, or are you going after one of the other ones?
I'm going to probably go after David shot, so.
Okay.
To at least give him a chance to do that and give me some cover. So I will do a free running check.
Sure.
Let's see. 30. Made it.
Okay. Excellent success. You get to the one that David shot. So, yeah, you get to him.
And, well, actually, I forgot. Since I do have Nurikim, level 1, will that give me an additional?
They'll give you another speed. You'll get to go after everyone's gone.
Okay, cool. So that...
Yeah, does anybody else have speed,
that's
too?
That's what I thought. So
I know.
Okay. You do? All right, so...
I'd like to reason out what's happening, but I turned on unconsciously, so...
Yeah.
I can't really
you'll find
that.
Out. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Caleb, you're next.
Who built this place? The Hyperlords built it, right?
No, the Autonomous.
And then the Autonomous took it over?
No, the Autonomous built it themselves.
Oh. Okay. I made my perception check, so that's all I can do this turn, you said.
All right, you identify the four attackers.
Yeah.
They're firing into the crowd. It's bad. Let's see.
Oh, wait, it's the one with the assault rifles. Now I get it.
Attacker two. He is not going to...
Can I move into cover while I do that?
Yes, you can. You're in cover. He's opening fire. He sprays wildly, gunning down several people who are not wearing lighter morphs or case morphs or splicer morphs. So, Drew?
I made my perception check earlier. Does that give me any information about who these guys are? What they look like? I mean,
you
said they're... You
identify they're griefermorphs, which are, like, cheap robot body morphs. They're easily identifiable as griefermorphs because they have loud sound systems and hologram projectors. They're causing a lot of visual chaos, especially around them, so that's why it's a minus 30. It actually probably should be harder, but...
Predator, Cloak?
Yeah, you can turn...
Flying up, and...
So Drew also flies up.
Everyone flies.
Fly through the roof. And hardware industrial to figure out more about the building that we were in.
What's the autonomous working? What do you want to know? You've been in here for a while.
Yeah, we've been in here for a while, but it never did this before, so clearly
okay.
Something different
oh, yeah,
is
give
going
me, give
on.
Me, yeah, you can go up and examine the where the grenades fell out.
Yeah.
Okay, going up there and examining where the grenades fell out, you actually realized... Whoever did this was a very skilled saboteur. They used covert construction techniques, nanoswarms. Because of the so much is going on here in the autonomous working, there's somebody on the inside who built this into the walls after it was already built. So this was like sabotage. This is a terrorist base. This is a terrorist technique. This isn't done before. It's like building a bomb into a building and waiting for the people to show up and then blowing it up. They just took their time.
Okay.
So that's what you figure out. That'll be good.
Everyone else who's tack edited knows that too.
Especially Robot.
Mm-hmm. Alright, so...
So everyone but Caleb still?
I'm on attack net, so...
Attacker 4, also
that's
mowing
right.
down innocent people. Attacker 3, same thing. And attacker 1, same thing. They're just spraying and praying. They're not attacking you. They're specifically not attacking you at this point. So, Tom.
So they're just attacking and these are like random civilians. It wasn't.
This is like the main. This is the workers.
It
people.
Wasn't like the Nazi convention on Autonomous Day or
no
men's right advocate lunch.
This is the main mess hall. There's a combination. There are soldiers off duty. There are liberated colonists. There right. are technicians, scientists.
Just want to clarify.
So these are just innocent Argonauts.
Yeah.
Some of them are.
Argonauts
some of them are. Some of them are warriors. Some of them are colonists who fled from Pathfinder.
I mean, we're in a war zone.
It's
so
one of the main
Ross,
social areas.
Well, I'm blinded. What can I do?
You're blind. You can try and give me a hardware check to reboot your visual sensors to turn off the blinding. Use mesh actions. You can try and establish what's going on through the mesh, because that's not done. You're visually blinded. You can still move around and do other things. But you can... Do you have a hardware robotics or anything like that?
No.
Well, there are people screaming nearby. You're attacking at other people. If somebody gives up a quick action, they can look at somebody and you can use their vision to treat somebody. Or make a medicine check at a minus 30 to treat someone blind. So it's up to you. What do you
want? All right, I'm going for wounded.
All right. So you stumble over. You're crawling along the ground. You hear, "Oh God! Oh, I don't want to lose this form. I don't want to die again." You know.
Where are you hit?
Okay. So the person tells you,
"Can't you see
give
it?
Give me a medicine check or a
first
aid check."
No, I can't.
Wait, I was at a minus what?
30. How much have you failed? Or how much did you succeed?
36 out of 80.
Okay, well, that would, even with a minus 30, I would still succeed. So
don't worry, I can save you, blindfold.
You have a nano bandage on hand. You know where to put the pressure on the wound. The person won't. You stabilize one person at least. So
your moisture sensors tell you when you found it.
Yeah, actually, that's kind of one of the things that's working. So good job.
You have
creative
limited
problem
solving. Tactile senses.
All right, so Aaron and Caleb, you get one more action before the next round.
Is it? And I'm a doctor with cold metal hands.
Yeah. Okay. That person's going to...
I will use...
Everything's cold for that person, so...
I'll use full auto to negate the...
Well, Aaron's first.
Who am, that's like, who am I above? Is it the...
The one who David shot. He's heavily damaged, but not totally out.
TACnet, they identified themselves as on our side.
I don't have TACnet.
Yeah. You would know. They said that. They visually said, "Comrade, why did you shoot me? Check your aim."
I just heard "check your aim."
Oh, okay. Us. Oh, with him.
Well, they have no. You heard it because you. And, well, are you deaf?
They shouted it.
Yeah. Well, they shouted it at 1 through 200 decibel loudspeakers. They're griefer morphs. They have a massive sound system. They're meant to be griefing.
They dubstepped it.
Yeah, they're dubstepped. Yeah, there's dubstep going on.
Or they're the Glen.
Check your aim! Woo!
Or they're the Grand Galactic Inquisitor.
Ignore! Ignore these bullets.
Do they have explosive wubs?
Well, the machine guns are pretty explosive. Anyways.
Do things to stop.
I know. And also, I'm
you're on top of them.
Is the chameleon skin a free activating that a free action?
Yeah, you're already in chameleon skin.
I was doing that. Go ahead and drop behind Cyber Claws out and.
Okay.
Bisect.
How big are you?
Give me a free running check to get position behind.
How big are the Samsons? They're like 8, 7, or 8.
They're like 7 feet.
They're
like the thing from Men in Black.
Yeah.
Did you just crush them? You just jump on them?
It's a robot. It's not going to work.
Aww.
You're not that heavy.
I'm not the crushing.
Attack your numbers with their numbers.
I will do that.
First, free running check to get in position. If you do that, you'll have a plus 30 on your hit roll. Otherwise, it will be a standard attack.
Okay. Failed the free running check.
So. Okay, they see you jump onto his side, not behind him. Okay. So he sees you, and if you go and make your attack roll, he'll have a normal chance to fray.
Okay, so... Moxing that.
Okay.
For one more roll.
Sure.
When my roll starts sucking, when I finally start attacking somebody. 45 out of 60, there you go.
Alright, he will try... he can't. He cannot roll his fray's 40, so he cannot dodge that. Go ahead and roll damage.
Kay.
Minus 2.
Alright. Cyber Claws, AP, so that's 1d10 plus 3 plus 2. He said it was minus 2?
Hold on. Let me check his armor.
Okay.
I can't remember if it's 4 or 2.
Alright.
But either go and roll damage.
Okay.
And I'll tell you. Yeah, you...
10.
10 damage. Well, that will kill him regardless. 4 armor... but that will go down to 6. Cyberclothes, I think, have minus AP anyways. So.
Yes, they have minus 2 AP.
Okay, so. 8 damage to him. Which takes him down.
I should have 1
by the way. By the way, dubstep gun.
Let's talk about it.
All right. So, Aaron, you totally Mortal Kombat that guy. It's pretty badass.
As I do that, put down, of course, the "put your weapons down."
Okay. Well, no one can hear because again, the dust.
The from one.
Caleb.
I can do 2 burst shots in a turn, right?
You do 2 semi-auto shots or 1 burst. Two sunken shark or one burst or one full auto.
Okay.
You can't do two bursts.
I will do...
It's a good question.
I'll just do a full auto to negate my minus 30 penalty.
Okay. So victory through superior firepower.
So then we accept it. So.
All right.
What, isn't that the Imperial Guard model?
Yeah.
Motto?
What'd you roll?
85.
Give me... It's not a critical failure, so... And they have mowed down a lot of people, but not as many targets, so... there's still a minus 30 penalty because of the holograms and the sound.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Alright, new round. David.
Okay. Tacnet, apparently these are on our side. Check, or hold your fire.
Give me a security operations check. Plus 20 bonus.
Can we all make that check?
If you have security, squad tactics, security operations, anything.
Squad tactics. On your turn.
49.
Yeah, on your turn. So.
Okay.
Profession.
Profession, there it is. 38 out of, that would be 70, so yeah.
This looks like a false flag operation. Looks like the someone's trying to make you guys look like the bad guys.
In that case, the one who said, comrade!
He's already dead. Aaron ripped his head out.
Ah.
Because after you shot him, Aaron ripped his head off with his cyber claws. So there's three left.
Okay. Then number two is going to get the rest of the clip.
Okay.
And
so you're doing a full auto?
Yeah.
Okay, that's either plus 30 to hit or plus 3d10 damage. Right now they're at a minus 30 to hit.
Okay. I will take the
plus... You cannot aim with this, obviously, because it's the full auto.
I'll take the plus 30 to hit.
All right.
38.
All right. So that's with a pistol. The AP...
10 before.
Yeah, it's 2d10. That's me. 2d10 plus 2, no, plus 7. 2d10 plus 7. So you got an excellent success.
Okay, so that's 11 plus 7, 18.
18, all right. Severely damaged second guy.
Brilliant, brilliant acting, though.
Comrades, they're turning on us, those treacherous dogs! They're screaming at this at dumpstep. Because they're jerks. All right, Aaron.
Really, course, retreat.
Aaron.
Who is
weaponized dubstep?
Yeah. Who is the next closest
also
to me?
Two. One. David just shot you. It's to your left.
I'll go ahead and take my first action to go ahead and pick up, ready the gun that because it was just a kinetic machine gun, right?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead and get that, and then I'll.
She's picking that up.
Picking that up, and I'll take aim the next turn.
Okay. You take. 4 points of damage. It shocks you.
Oh, it does, so...
Shock safety.
I guess my... Does my armor is...
Nope, it's energy. Cool. Well, I say, yeah, you do have energy armor.
Yes, I do.
So you take 1 point of damage, but you drop the gun.
Okay, so... Damn it. Okay, that's going to be interesting next turn, then. So.
Fucking lawbringers, so man.
You can't... Huh?
Fucking lawbringers, man.
Yeah, they're kind of dicks.
Just throw the gun!
So, it's not kind of hard.
I know.
Alright, so what's your action, Aaron? You pick it up, you can still move to one of them this round.
Okay, I'll go ahead and free run to one of them.
Alright,
give
me a free run,
Joe. Are you very special?
And I'm going to do
this. This time the crowd is emptied out. Like, everybody's either behind cover or dead.
Okay.
So, you know, the only penalties are from the... holograms and the sounds.
Okay.
So, anyways,
no problem. It basically will be the same ceiling run, although I do have the chameleon skin on to make me harder to hit.
It will.
61. Damn
is
it.
That a failure?
Yes, barely.
All right, you're in open ground, and you're making a lot of movement, so you're an obvious target. Gale.
I'll take a full action to aim to get the penalty.
Okay. Are you taking the one that David shot, number two, or... Three
one that hasn't been hurt yet.
All right, number three. Let's see here. Attacker two is the one that David just shot. He has a minus 30 to hit, but he will full auto David. And he is kind of a dick. So he will do that just to negate his penalties for being severely wounded.
That's actually kind of cool. I'm kind of
and he rolls a 91. His aim sucks. All right, good job. Drew.
Hi, Drew. First off... Is there anything else coming in? Or does it look like it's just this building?
Just this room. There's security. You can spend the action to determine if anybody's going to come in this room.
Well, I'm not in the building anymore.
Where did you?
Flew out through the explosion.
No, no, it didn't explode to the ceiling. It just the grenades were embedded into the roof of the or the ceiling of the room. So you're still in the cafeteria. You're still in danger.
They're also not like grenades. They're like
flashbangs. Yeah. They're fancy flashbangs. You can look for a weapon. There's plenty of weapons now.
I've got weapons. Okay. I'm good with weapons. I'm going to shoot at the guy who just shot at David.
Okay. The one damaged one, number two.
Sure. No, I'll shoot at somebody who isn't damaged.
All right. Minus 30 hit. Griefers are assholes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What kind of weapon are you using?
Seeker.
Seeker weapons.
Yeah.
Jump.
You can aim with a plus 10 bonus, so it don't need to be a minus 20 altogether with a quick aim.
Yeah, but then there's the... Okay, so 40.
What's your secret weapon?
It's at 40. So, but, so that's 50. 20.
Yeah, minus
60.
30. By the... What's the 60 from?
Homing grenades gives you a plus 10.
Okay. So 60
they're all
minus secret.
30. They all have smart links, which is a plus 10.
Okay.
So... And then I'll aim. So it'll be 70, so it'll be 40.
Okay.
Moxie, switch it, odd 8.
All right, that hits. He will try and moxie, or he will try and fray. And let's see, he rolls a 21. So
that beats odd 8.
Huh?
That beats odd 8, but is it half his fray?
Oh, yeah, his fray is 40, so 21 would be...
He does not fray.
Mm-hmm. All right, so go ahead and roll damage. 10, 13,
21.
He's dead. Yeah, it's
plus 12.
He's fine, yeah. He's gone. He's gone. There's nothing of him left.
So it's fine.
It's fine.
Fine.
All right.
We're all fine here.
All right, the last three attackers are going to go. They don't like you guys.
Last two.
The last two, sorry.
Because there's one that I shot, there's Mr. Powell.
Yeah, one, yeah, sorry, four and three.
And then there's one left.
Yeah, three and four. One's going to attack Drew. One is going to attack David again, so...
What, not aiming at the giant?
Actually, no, they can hit both David and Aaron because Aaron's out in the middle open ground. So.
Yeah, I was about to say, if nothing else, the giant...
All right, so this is one attacking you two first. Statue. Full auto for negate. And this is, again, plus 30 hit. So that will hit Aaron, 59. And this is an 8. Oh, hit David. So, Aaron, you're just hit. That's going to...
Can I pray?
You're full auto to hit or full auto?
Full auto to hit.
All right.
So
just how that's gonna fucking hurt.
Yeah, no, it's not. I'm not that much of a dick.
Yet.
And their skill isn't that great. Like,
dick metamorphosis. 35%.
No evil. I was trying to kill you guys as hard as I could.
Yeah.
You get pretty powerful pretty quickly.
Well, you know, it succeeded because how many times did I change that body?
Well, Aaron.
That was more for your sanity.
Yeah, that was way more for your sanity. All right.
Oh, come on. I'm the one.
I died.
All right, so minus 4 AP. So what is your kinetic armor after 4?
8. No, it was 4, sorry.
What's your kinetic armor?
11, so that's...
So 7.
Seven.
All right, so you have 7 points of armor. So 2D... 9 plus 6, 15 minus 7, 8 damage on you.
Jeez. I did
manage to kill Tom Shirts once in a game.
You can try and fray. I'm still on my 9.
What's your
fray?
75.
So you need a 38. You need to roll, but above an 8.
Well, I still have 20 wounds, so that's...
All right, you actually managed to dodge. So good job. So second guy is going to hit Drew. Or going to try
shoot
and hit
at Drew.
Okay.
Let's find out if he hits.
Can
37.
You see me?
33. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
You're making... You just shot a seeker.
He's got a 33?
Yes.
Ouch.
Armor defeating. If you
really want to fray this.
Yeah.
What's your fray?
50, so it'd be 25, right?
Yes. So
you can't possibly beat it unless you get a crit.
Yeah, if you get a crit, 11 or 22 or...
11 or 22.
Yeah.
93.
All right. Actually, if you just made a normal success and then spent a moxie, you could have that could have upgraded it.
Yeah.
I would have allowed that, but you didn't make it. All right.
Whoop. Sorry about that.
What's your kinetic armor?
Doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah. Armor defeating, yeah. Let's see here. 7 plus 6, 13 damage.
That's probably 2 wounds. You might want to take a...
He's got a synth more, so at least 1 wound is going
to... Oh, you don't have to make a pain test. Then.
Yeah.
You got to make a knockback test.
I took 13 wounds?
Yeah, you took 13 damage.
13 damage.
What's your wound threshold? WT.
4.
Four.
So
oh, yeah.
Wounds.
Yeah, that is bad. Give me a psalm times 3.
You took 4 wounds?
3.
You're out.
Mm-hmm. No. What's your total durability?
Doesn't matter. So 4 takes 3 wounds, it's down.
Durability is 20.
Yeah, no, he has 7 hit points left.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So give me a psalm times 3.
14.
All right, you're not knocked down. So you do have three wounds. Two of them applies. You have a minus 20 penalty until you get repaired. So that's like for you. Did either of you take a wound?
No, it's
like two wounds, I think, for knockdown and shit like that.
Yeah and my wound threshold
two wounds
is 10.
At once.
Is 10
yeah, okay, yeah, so yeah, you're just like great. That's the problem being
once.
A super light morph. Yeah. Tom.
I continue to play Domo Arigato, Dr. Roboto.
All right, give me a cog times three test to see if your vision, if you can reboot your sensors.
Yes, 66.
All right, your vision's coming back.
You know, I unplug my eyes and plug them back in.
Literally, that's kind of what you do. You only have a minus 10 to your medicine check.
Okay, wait. Somebody else might find another wounded person.
There are plenty of wounded. They made each four attacks with full auto spray and pay.
22.
So there are eight full auto spray and pays into this crowd.
22.
22? All right, yeah, you saved someone's life. They had a bullet throat wound, and you close that.
In the best synthesized pleasant voice, like, don't worry, I'm a doctor.
I believe you.
Yeah, I'm not lying.
Just dubstep.
Yeah. Yeah, there is dubstep going over everything. All right, so that was everybody's first actions. Aaron, second action.
Am I in striking distance within the one that shot me?
You can make a charge attack, yeah.
Will that have a penalty on my...
It will not. If you make a free-running check, though, you'll have a plus 10 to your attack roll.
Okay, I'll do a free-running check to see if I can at least get in range.
The room isn't super large, so...
Okay.
And you are moving at superhuman speed, because...
49, made it.
All right, so you get up there, you have plus 10 to your attack roll, so...
All right, cool. Go unarmed combat.
Yep.
15.
All right, you hit. He has a chance to fray. It's a normal fray.
Yeah.
He rolls a 90, so not so great.
Okay, and again with cyber claws.
Yeah.
So, 1d10, and do I have any penalty on that one?
No.
Oh, and it's still the armor, minus 2 armor.
No. That's 1d10 plus 5 altogether.
Yes, that's like, so 6, 8.
8 damage, all right. You slice him open a little bit. He's traitors must die. So he'll try and machine gun you. Next turn, Caleb.
Oh yes, 66 under 70.
Okay,
took the full action.
And you're hitting the last one who's not currently occupied. All right.
So
he can't. Yeah, he can't possibly dodge. He doesn't have any moxie.
So I used full auto for damage. So that's 5d10 plus 5. 12, 16, 17, 26 damage.
He's dead. Down in one shot. Or was that a burst or a...
It was a full auto.
Full auto, yes. You take him down. There's only one left, the one Aaron's attacking. So, new round. Anybody can fire into melee. Minus 40 altogether, because, you know, firing into melee. So, new round. David, what are you going to do? Plus dubstep and holograms.
I'm going to charge that one and use my own cyber claws.
Okay, give me a free running check to get there in time.
Everyone has cyber claws.
28 out of
70. All right, you jump over the broken field of broken bodies.
Right across the tables.
And nutrient paste. Underneath. Nutrient paste. We can't forget nutrient paste.
Delicious nutrient.
Are the tables made of space wood? Space lumber?
Yes, they are.
Space lumber!
And they had such colorful carvings on them, but now they will have to be recycled. Anyways, give me attack roll, plus 10 bucks.
Plus 10?
Yes, because you've charged.
Okay, that is a 40, and does this count as unarmed?
Cyber claws?
Yeah.
Okay, 40 out of 80 then. All right, so
he does not dodge, so go ahead and roll that beautiful damage.
Okay.
Yeah, he gets a minus to his frame charging.
It's 1d10 plus 5.
He gets plus to hit. He gets plus to hit him.
That's what
so
I did.
So that's an 11.
Yeah. 11 damage. All right. So that significantly hurts him. Still up, though. Aaron?
I'm making my next attack on him, so.
All right. Probably want to hit him. If you don't, he's probably going to attack you. Actually, he will attack you.
32. Made it.
Because he's a dick.
All right. He has
right
a chance
there.
Of dodging.
But I'm playing doctor.
Nope.
No. All right.
All right.
And last damage.
Oh. Yeah, don't want to.
15.
All right. You tear him down. How do you rip him? Do you just rip him apart, or do you decapitate
him? Rip his skull out of his body.
Oh, no.
He's a robot.
Doing the full dissect with the claws. Just
okay. All right, you do that. The combat is over. It's over. It's only took place in over three rounds, so it was over in less than a minute. Security squads are showing up. Everyone is heavily armed. People are looking at you. There's an autonomous security squad there.
I'm ignoring all of this and just treating wounded.
All right. They're yelling at everybody to put their weapons down. Someone should give me a persuade check to convince them not to. They have itchy trigger fingers. I'm just saying. So.
Oh God! Well, this is I am the social character, but let's.
That's
see.
Why it's funny.
Well, the autonomous aren't going to penalize you for being ugly because they're autonomous.
So would my negation, my ugly negation, go away from
yes.
my social?
Yes.
Oh wow! So okay, then I go to 75 on my persuasion. All right,
well,
so
go
then.
For it.
And he rolls a 99.
42.
All right. No one. They stay rather. They don't immediately open fire on your characters because they heard
go
reports that you were part
my
of the attack.
Clause.
And they ask you to come with them to remove your weapons so they can go to their security office and clear this all up. Clear all this up.
That's noise.
Other medics start showing up. It's like we've got them. We'll take them to the healing vats.
I am. Gonna flip that.
Okay.
The Moxies.
What
39
is that?
An infiltration check.
Okay.
To get over and look at a dead body before we get dragged away.
Okay. You look at. All right. What are you looking for?
I want to stack.
Okay.
I want to stack.
They are stackless.
Brain. They have a cyber brain though, right?
All right. You look at it. Do you have hardware?
No, I can take it though, right?
What's left of it? Yeah.
It's the head.
Yeah.
Like I'm looking for one with an intact head.
Okay. You look for one, you find one, you
think... Because I guess we beat their durability, but I don't think we hit their death rating. So we should technically be able to...
Aaron's definitely did. Aaron was...
Yeah, I didn't go for the one
yeah.
murder-pasted or the seeker one. I went
yeah.
for the one shot by bullets.
Yeah, all right. You find one.
Sorry,
so.
I probably should have saved the head, but...
You take it.
You did save the head.
I'm going to
it's
return
right
that pistol
head.
That I
yeah.
borrowed...
Right.
To the person that I borrowed it from.
All
right,
so you're led out to their security offices, security area. There are a lot of hard looks from the other autonomous. Those of you who are on the mesh, you can see that there are lots of reports. And there are people I have already found, like, 30 seconds before the attack. These guys were given mysterious packages by robots. Why did they know? What did they know before ahead of time? What's going on here? So anybody with a memetics or anything like that can make a check? Or security operations or squad tactics or anything like that?
Damn it, I'm a doctor, not a socialite.
All right.
Yes.
48 out of 60.
Yes. This
I've got viral and social engineering. But.
Okay, social engineering, you can make a check.
Okay.
So, or
I made it.
All right, this is obvious. This is a smear operation. This is somebody. These assets, with the profession security or anything like that, these assets have been here a while and were just waiting for use. This wasn't set up overnight, but they were activated for
after
you.
The raid, probably
because we were worthwhile.
Well, because you pissed them off.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So the viral
bunch of fumbling anarchists that. Shot at their walls, we did
yeah.
something effective.
So they got back at you, and they're trying to compromise you. This is also for viral marketing. You recognize there's nobody being paid to spread these rumors. These are authentic with me because they speak. The images speak for themselves. The conspiracy theories are pretty popular. Conspiracy theories are very popular among the autonomists. And they spread like wildfire, and certainly you're going to be answering questions like this for a while. People are going to be suspicious of you. There's always going to be that incident.
It was more off to hurt our reputation.
It
was
extreme. Yeah. Well, the fact that they killed a lot of people too certainly didn't hurt. But yeah, you really pissed off somebody.
Is that really? I mean, it's like.
Anyways, so this is what you realize as you're going back there.
Does anybody have a eidetic memory or mnemonic on an augmentation?
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have both.
Upload your memories of it to the mesh right now.
Done.
Download Done. XP and just put it, just open source it to
I have,
the entire autonomous.
Actually, I have
like XP. Do full sensory packages.
Oh,
fusion. What the fuck is this?
Can I make an XP production?
Helping a guy's throat. Like,
as soon as he says it.
All right, it's done. So you're doing that?
Yes.
All right, and you have.
I've also got the same thing. And okay. In fact, I've got a life recorder.
Okay.
So I'm just going to play back everything directly into
it. Actually,
put the timestamp and then double.
All right, so we got two people doing it. Are you doing
actually,
that?
Actually, if I can get all
three,
of you, if you can
pour Aaron
all
or
of
Caleb,
this,
are you guys doing that?
Well, I don't have the ability.
Okay.
Well, I have the skill. I have XP production since that was part of my profession. So if you can pour it to it, I can edit it correctly to make
you
it.
You can do. You could post it.
I don't have anything. Dump it. Like, they're autonomous.
Do you have a debit
transparent?
Yes, I do.
Are you going to post it as well?
Yeah.
So everybody but you does it. So everybody but Caleb's character does it.
I don't have the.
So you do that on the way to the security offices. Yeah. You guys are messaging each other.
I guess Tom and I can do it just immediately.
Yeah, everybody can do it immediately if you have a eidetic memory. Mm-hmm. Even a biomorph can.
Well, actually, I researched this. Eidetic memory is being able to recall anything. Mnemonic augmentation is being able to play it back in perfect detail.
Which I have.
Yeah.
So synthmorphs have that.
So but
the
biomorph special.
Well, the podmorph has that too. So.
Podmorph would have.
So everybody but David can do it.
Well, I've got a memory lock.
Memory lock.
Oh yeah, and I have mnemonic and
life recorder
augmentation for my.
Yeah,
body.
Life recorder would do it.
Okay, life recorder. Because
he can just dump it as XP.
Okay. All right, so you do that on the way to the security office.
Actually, that's better because they get his emotions as well.
All right, so
he will be like, "What's this?"
Yeah,
and like.
So that's already posted on there. So which adds fuel to the fire, but there are people beginning to step up. Like, see, this is such an obvious corporate smear job. We need to improve internal security. Blah blah blah. However, when you go to step in the security office, you are locked off from the mesh. As they lock.
Well, we did that beforehand. So
yeah, yeah. Well, you on the way to it. Mm-hmm. Only takes you a minute or two.
I'm carrying a cyber brain head.
So Moxie Harper, the security shift supervisor, essentially.
What's he in?
She.
What's she in?
She is in a biomorph. Okay. You don't human biomorph. You don't know what type exactly. There are skills in transhuman to identify what type of biomorph she has, but she's wearing a biomorph. She looks at you. So, I see you've already figured out your defense for this, which, off the record, I think if you were smart enough to pull off that thing that you did yesterday, you wouldn't be dumb enough to, if you were saboteurs, you wouldn't be doing something like shooting up a cafeteria that you were in. I think you would be a little better.
Obviously.
Yes. But this is causing, not everybody... People
Mr.
here.
Mr. Syrah goes to watch me.
it's filibuster,
what is that? What are you carrying? What is that?
It's one of their heads. They obviously don't have stacks, but they might not have been smart enough to put a skill switch in.
Well, she calls in a robot to pick it up, and we'll have that analyzed.
I don't touch things.
Griefenworfs usually have kill switches installed, usually. I haven't seen one, especially one like this. We'll have to do a massive security audit for this entire station. If they were this, do you have any evidence? Did any of you have a chance to look at where the grenades dropped or anything like that?
We were from the ceiling.
All right, she looks at that. That it's really helps.
Do you need me to stop?
That's fine.
Yeah.
Keep doing it.
I think it would be probably better though if you leave the station sooner rather than later. There's a lot of hard feelings. People aren't going to be rational about this. And there's always going to be that suspicion. That suspicion. Someone spoke up for you. Two people did. But one of them, Simon, really...
another Simon.
So. Yeah. He said you guys were going to go out on a gate-crashing mission.
We owe him a favor anyway. We can leave for a while.
Yeah. Well, there are other stations out there. You can come back. You're officially welcome and everything like that. But... you're not going to be able to jump on in front of the queue with Faber for a while. I don't know. Your defense is your defense. I'm just telling you, this is a very awkward position that they put us in here. And your stories, we haven't told much about where you came from or what you've been doing because we don't... Hedgerow is kind of a... We know you came from Hedgerow. We don't know what you were doing in there. Or out of character, what have you told the Autonomous about Hedgerow or anything?
Nothing.
Probably. Now, they know you came
from...
You
told Gerard everything.
Yeah, Gerard knows, but Gerard is not one of the Autonomous leaders, per se.
Yeah.
No, we probably
you,
kept... The
but they, for the record, their sensors picked you up leaving the thing. Your ship came from that. And they know what it's called. They know that bunker is called Project Hedgerow. They don't know what the fuck it's about.
Didn't Jason tell them?
Jason told... Oh, yeah, Jason. I guess Jason...
Yeah, Jason recruited a group of scientists. They know about it.
Well, out of character, you're one of your friends left with some other. It's a very complicated political situation.
No, I understand.
But I don't know. What are you planning now? Are you planning to stay here to fight the good fight, or what should I know? I don't. This is just chaos. This is exactly what we don't need.
There's not much we can tell you.
I would suggest you go on the mesh and try and defend yourself. There's going to be at least a couple of people that are going to be. Trying to rally the mob with the pitchforks and the.
Does that even really happen?
It's
where was Orange at?
That is a. Why do you ask?
How did they know we were in the cafeteria at that time?
Well, that is a. I don't know. Obviously, there's someone. There's at least one informant on the station, one Hypercore agent. I mean, we're getting colonists every day.
Well, we only went because I wanted to eat, because I'm the only one who really eats food.
Well, the Podmore does, too.
David?
Yeah, if you could call it that.
Yeah, David's
and to meet, yeah, David's character.
I've never seen him before in my life, and I only eat when I'm hungry. I don't eat on a clock like humans. So there's no way they could have known we're there unless they, A, subverted your surveillance equipment, or B, Orange saw us go in there.
Or someone else.
Because still don't believe.
Yeah.
Sorry, was Orange from the last game that I missed?
Yes.
He was the popular revolutionary who you suspect is being psychosurgery to become a sleeper agent.
Okay. So
You can't look into his brain without his permission. He certainly isn't going to give it to you.
Okay.
What?
Okay.
Well, yeah, you can go out and give him a big old hug.
give him a big old psychic monkey hug.
Friends. So... Moxie says, the gate's pretty far away, and it'll take you a while to get there, so you should make arrangements post-haste. We still have to shoot where we were. Fuck, the aerial, the attack. Our attack, we were going to launch the offensive today. That might have been their motive, too. Maybe you were just a side benefit to take out those missile launchers.
How much... The personnel did you lose? Because do it anyway.
Well, we're calculating right now. You're a medical doctor. Well, why don't you just go there and help out as soon as you can?
Off I go.
All right, so you go off of that. How that's going to work? So Moxie's on your side, basically. She doesn't believe. She can see. She sees it as a fairly. It doesn't make sense that you would be so sophisticated yesterday and so stupid today. So one or the other, she would believe, but not two contradictory things. If you want to help yourselves before you leave for the gate crashing mission, which takes place on the other side of the planet, or the gate is not anywhere near here. There's a couple things you can do. You can help with the aerial offensive one way or the other. That'll just be a skill check encounter. Like Tom's already going to help with that by making medicine checks. Then there will be a. Then you can defend your own reputations on the network. So everybody,
social engineering or viral marketing on that?
Yes, you can. So here's how it works. Everybody will have three skill checks. So there's basically two binary goals: either you succeed or you don't. The aerial offensive. And the defending your name. Everyone gets three skill checks. Every skill check will give you a 1d10 percentage points on that success. Like the aerial offensive, I'll say, has a 30% chance of succeeding right now. So you can give it up to plus 1d10% per success on one of your skills. Like Tom can give it, if he makes all three medicine checks, that'd be 3d10 points on the aerial offensive. Now your name will be starting at 20%. And then again, so everybody gets three skill checks to boost that. Is that everybody?
Do we have to pick them beforehand, or can we?
I think my talent.
We either just do round. Like Tom's already just going to make all three on the medicine, right?
All three on the medicine.
I have nothing I can do to contribute to the fight.
But is that because I've got I'm starting out with I can help with the.
You can help with you can choose one or the other. You can't.
Okay, so you can't do both. Okay, well then I will go also with the aerial attack.
If you have mental speed or that other one, multitasking, I'll give you one extra skill check.
I'm going with.
What about a?
So Tom, we'll do. Well, let's do Tom first because we already know what he's doing. All right, so Tom
surgery.
Yes.
You had.
Yeah, go on.
You said you had total.
All right, one success.
Total marketing, social engineering.
Two. And I have two. Political science and XP production. So.
94.
Spend my moxie flipping.
All right.
Just kind of
made all three.
No moxie. Actually, no moxie for these because these are task actions.
I'm dropping another.
So
we
yeah.
Should be,
so 20. We get 20. Yeah. No moxie on these because these are take over the entire day. So go ahead and roll 2d10.
Simul space. Well,
15.
All right. So now the aerial has a 45% chance. Tom gets a bunch of people on their feet for that.
Neurocam,
so yeah, no moxie.
Neurocam doesn't
help
doesn't
with the
affect
aerial
attack.
One. Through the use of squad tactics.
Do what now?
I'm going to help with the aerial attack.
Yes, you can definitely do that. Because they're sending some dudes on the ground to screen for the offense and take out the ground machines and their ground support. So
would
you
it
can
actually
help coordinate.
Be better to do that with squad tactics?
They're basically,
inter
gaming. It's an open source. It's a co-op inter game. You're just like, hey, here's drones 15 through 20. I'll control those. All right, go on.
Okay, that's a no on the first.
Yep.
No on the second.
Okay.
Yes on the third.
All right, go ahead and roll d10.
One. One.
I'll let you re-roll the one. That's kind of a little much.
Seven.
All right. So now you're at 52% on the aerial offensive, and your name is on that. So you're going to focus on the name?
Yeah, social engineering.
All right, yeah.
It doesn't make any sense. Why would we do this one?
Yeah, exactly. Some people are irrational, especially.
Why would I shoot them? 27, that makes sense.
If you do roll a crit, though, let me know. So.
And in the same vein, either political science
or...
No
moxie to negate the crit failure.
No moxie. No crit fails will make a difference.
So.
But no moxie spending.
Okay. Two successes.
All right, two successes.
Oh, wait. 33, yeah.
33? That's an extra d10. So roll 3d10 for your...
Well,
let me get the percentage of that.
9 plus 8...
17
with 3d10?
3d10.
Yeah, one of them was a 1, though.
Oh, okay.
One of them was a 1.
I'll let you re-roll the 1 since I gave that for David.
Okay. 1 again.
All right, that's just how it's going to be.
Sorry, that guy doesn't like us.
And I could either... I do have political science to see if I can maybe do that, or... Full on persuasion, just so I can
yeah,
be
persuasion.
The,
yeah,
yeah, I can be the full front on the public face on this. The
persuasion,
giant,
yeah, definitely.
The giant coffer. This one, so yeah, rerolling that.
No moxie.
Mandibles.
Yeah.
I did not.
No crit failure, but no moxie. So
relations.
You can reroll ones on results.
I can reroll one result. Okay.
Yeah, on
you can roll if you roll a one on the percentages.
No, and I didn't. So
all right, so
you
get
two
more
tries.
Yeah.
Okay, so
you get three chances.
It's like the one skill that I have.
Everybody rolls.
One.
That's success.
Yeah.
So you got 1d10.
And 19. That's a success.
All right, so two successes. So 2d10. Go ahead and roll that.
Okay. 15.
All right. So both are at 52% now. So you have more than half to succeed on both.
Friends, come together.
Can I grab an extra dice from having my muse be an alpha fork of myself?
No, your muse is limited in its abilities and skills.
Okay.
And
even if it's in a Ghost Rider?
If it's a Ghost Rider, it's an NPC. It's not a muse.
Okay.
So if it is, it's under my control.
So can I get another 3 rolls then that you make?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Russ,
I need to read the whole thing about the forking.
Russ,
there's a whole, yeah.
Okay, so how many rolls could Mr. Ben Franklin get?
You succeed. Hey, hero of the revolution.
Have some experience points. All the points. I mean, he's gunnery.
Okay, yes, definitely.
Yes.
Yeah.
99. No.
Just a failure?
51, yes.
All right.
14.
Oh, do you have mental or multitasking?
No, that was my 2d10.
Oh, okay.
The 14 for the
Oh, okay,
14,
points. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so 14, so that's a 66. All right.
Has an hour gone by?
Yes.
Alright, I'm going to heal up my bonus
skills. Yeah, if any of you have medicines, you get to heal up. You heal your damage too with repair spray or whatever. Nobody took.
Medicines takes care of one wound?
Repair spray will kill. Yeah, if you have medishing.
I've got both. I don't need repair spray, but I could use like a high powered hose to get the blood off me.
So what is medishing?
They have hoses in the future.
They have hoses.
What is medishing?
I'll get healed up.
It's like 1d10 divided by 2.
1d10 per hour.
Yeah.
But I'm getting detailed right now.
There you go. All right, so this time, for the final result, I will allow you to spend Moxie, but this will count for the rest of the session. So your aerial offensive has a 66% chance of succeeding. Your name, clearing your name, clearing the, all but to a few wild conspiracy theories, we have 52% chance. So
I'll roll aerial assault.
And Tom can roll the other one.
Fair enough.
All right, but you can't use Moxie for this. All right, so aerial assault, yes.
Okay, let's... 8.
All right, aerial success.
27.
All right.
And I'm going to spend a Moxie to upgrade it to a crit, if that'll do anything.
What were you doing? Clearing your name?
Clearing my name.
All right, so do you have another Moxie to spend for the aerial?
Sure.
They make stained glass frescoes of us.
Hero of the revolution!
He is the Messiah!
He is the Messiah!
Singing
in until tomorrow.
So the aerial offensive is a smashing success. As you
said in a British accent, yeah. Smashing!
Destroy all the nearby missile launchers.
Firebomb
the
missile
launchers. Even manage to strike several facilities inside the main Pathfinder city, basically disabling their long range offensive capabilities. So, this will give Liberation some time to breathe. Of course, Liberation doesn't have the assets to take advantage of that and take the fight to the city itself, but it will certainly prolong that war of attrition, which we all love that. Then, clearing your name. Your counter argument with your bonus XP.
This was a feeble attempt to sacrifice innocent lives just to smear us.
Yes.
This wasn't even an attack. This was just a smear campaign.
It was, but people did die. But you did basically. There are some people who are stubbornly refusing that you guys are bad news. What do we know about that? But they're. Mostly dismissed or voted down.
I'm just asking questions.
I'm just asking questions. You're just concerned trolling the shit out of you.
So basically, these are transhuman birthers.
There is the hedgerows. So there is that little bit of madness, but the majority of people will treat you the same. They recognize that, yeah, it just doesn't make sense otherwise. You dominate.
I didn't need your to eat the salmon mousse.
Yeah, your sword dominates the narrative. But there is now a new prevailing thing. It's like, maybe you guys should leave anyway. If they want to kill you that bad, why don't you take that elsewhere? So you do develop a bit of a reputation of like, trouble follows you. Which isn't entirely unfair. Trouble does follow us.
It's not entirely unfair. But they're also not going to get bombed for the next couple days. So,
it's true. Yeah,
swivel on
tomato,
it.
Tomato, tomato.
Who the hell says tomato?
So that was your morning. That was pretty busy. So you have a bit of time.
Let's go make a dubstep album.
Yeah, no, you kind of hate dubstep at this point. Classical music is so passe.
I went dub hop.
Reintegrate my memories.
Reintegrate your memories. That was actually next on the bullet list. So, are you going to just do the whole thing at once?
I'm fucking stupid. I'm going to spend my level 4 favor for the session to get professional
help. I thought you were doing it for workspace.
Yeah, you said I got one per session because of the favor.
No, you got one favor, period. So one level 4 favor. You can call on other favors on your own.
You said from my patron I got a favor.
Oh, your patron. Okay, that's your RU. I forgot about your patron, yeah.
Safe for me to find a way to gear up?
You can gear up. Simon is going to give you a standard back suit and... with some a couple of mods on it and a rail assault rifle. So
I got one of those.
Yeah. So anyways,
why would we need that just for some gate exploration?
Yeah. Boy Scout motto, be prepared.
Write down the stats on it so that I know.
It's in here. It's the energy deflection one. There's an energy anti-energy armor. Anyway, so make your.
I'm getting the whole point. The whole point of me using the favors to get somebody who's good at psychosurgery to do.
Okay.
So what do I have to do?
They do the psychosurgery test. Okay. So it's successful. So you still need to make. It's still an integration. It's continuity loss. or an integration check. That's so good. That's is that cog times three or int times three for integration?
Integration is
for like or continuity or
continuity is a lucidity test. It's stress.
Okay.
Continuity is a
well,
stress.
Well, no.
Test.
Which one is memories? Like he's reintegrating his memories. Is that?
There's alienation.
Yeah.
Integration, and then there's.
Well, that's for sleeving.
Okay, so let me see this real quick. Sorry.
Okay.
Continuity. So yeah, if it's continuity, that's all you're gonna make. All
right, continuity
is
gonna
be will times three.
Will times three.
And this is gonna be terrible.
14 out of 75.
It's 14 out of 75. You take one trauma, because that's a shitload of memories. So that's what's your trauma threshold? 10. Yeah,
yes.
TT. You take 10 stress.
And then, yeah, and the transhuman rules would likely be even worse than that. So you got
that's the best case scenario for you.
You got it real easy.
That's
yeah.
good.
Because it's 5 years of your memories, or several years of your memories. But, so yeah, you're well, holy shit, this is taking you back, literally. Here's what you find out, the highlights of it. You guys have been working on this project for years, being the tech support for Project Hedgerow, which... but you've had a lot of free time in your hands, and most of you were scientists and tinkerers and stuff like that. So you actually had quite a bit of fun, and you got together in your... you got to do a lot of things because you weren't that well supervised. So some of the things you did... where you made a bet at one night to see who could build the biggest thing without the corporation finding out about it. And
is Tom, that the rocket?
That is Tom won that somehow.
Congratulations.
By managing to build a rocket without anyone detecting it. It's currently in concealment in a candy
crate. What the hell did I stack rocks outside?
You were actually more of the people person.
Which is sad.
You'd like the time because because all these nerds were building shit, they left you alone. So you could just
now that I've got
meditate and calm yourself and like not have to put up with asshole humans because these people didn't want to be human anyway.
Could I have set up a Samuel Space concert?
Actually, no. Tom built your morph, but you built this rocket. But you for some reason you lost a bet with him, and so he got the rocket from you. That's why he has it.
So where he does like constantly like, all right,
yeah.
Wait, so this is like a Lando Calrissian.
So I built the rocket.
You were basically like C Lab, only you didn't blow up. You were just assholes with hot super tech hanging around waiting for that. So you actually had a good time, like, overall. Except
can I make a kinesics check to realize that he's more than he says he is? It's at 10, so it's not like it happened in the first place.
I'll do that. Yeah.
5 years of memories.
Sure.
62.
Nope. You've got shit to build.
I'm not saying it was like, hey, 5 years of memories.
So, yeah, Tom, you built Aaron Samson Morph. Good job.
Oh, yeah, I do that.
Well, you've skimmed the memories. You haven't integrated yet. All right, so is anybody else integrating them? Not, or are you just skimming them? You can integrate them later.
I'm just going to skim.
Yeah.
Same here, because, yeah, I'm...
Do I take derangement for having a trauma? Or?
No. It's like getting three traumas at once.
Well, what would be... That's like, what would be, what would be the full consequences of reintegration of all my memories?
Craziness?
It would be really bad. He had a skill... He called in a favor from Gerard to have a skilled psychosurgeon help him through it, and he still took a trauma. That was the best case scenario, so... And he made a will times three check, check to make it. So doing it all at once is really bad, is really tough. You could do it in sections.
I kind of figured, so yeah, maybe segmenting or just skimming at the moment.
Or you can put it off for now.
Can I get
access it like an XP. Yeah, you can play it back like a video or whatever.
Oh, true.
So you can skim through it and see what you see.
Okay, yeah, and actually, could I use XP production to kind of mitigate the trauma of it?
No, that's because that's passively viewing it. Like, this is putting it in your mind, so you actually remember.
So I would just view it offhand.
Yeah, so you're looking
for... What kind of ammo for that rifle?
Just standard.
All right, so...
It's rail guns only have two types, standard and armor-piercing. You have standard.
They can also take some
reactive
smart
armor
ammo.
Piercing.
Huh?
They can also take some smart ammo.
They can take wrap.
Oh, okay, yeah. So they're not as many as kinetic, though. Yeah.
Yeah, -9 AP...
May I grab a Moxie bag for either immortality or technoprogressivism for the reintegration of memories?
All right, I'll give you one Moxie bag.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you, yeah. Don't forget, guys, if you fulfill a personal goal, you get a Moxie bag during the session. So okay. I definitely want to emphasize that.
I got my memories back, self-discovery.
I'll give you one for that.
That's all I want.
Standard back suit.
I back up my tube.
With energy armor.
All right. Let's see here. So... Are any of you going to be contacting any of those NPCs before you go? Or are you just going to go on your way?
Is Joe asleep?
You can wait till he's asleep.
And I would like to wait till he's asleep.
Okay, you wait till he's asleep. Give me an infiltration check or some other skill check to monitor him until he's... wait until he's asleep. How are you going to determine when he's asleep? I'll give you an interfacing check. You can... Or no, Joe, no, he wouldn't be using the mesh. Yeah, you have to use infiltration. You have to actually physically monitor him.
He's okay. Not, I go plus 30 for...
Yeah.
Chameleon Cloak, so...
All right. You stalk him.
74 out of 85.
All right. You're really good at stalking him without looking obvious about it.
No, I'm 75. Damn. All right. That's close.
You're really good at stalking him without being obvious about it, so good job.
Stop. Invisible monkey.
He's just kind of like... he has a minder with him at all times. One or two people who are obviously a therapist trying to help him through this like traumatic thing.
Animal therapy.
Huh?
Animal therapy there?
No. Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah. It is kind of condescending the way the therapist is talking, but like
it's a monkey.
Yeah,
Joey, it's too bad they're so good at actually.
Yeah,
fighting.
No, there's no therapy. Smart. Yeah, there's no therapy apes. there's a therapy smart cat.
Well, no, I thought he was saying animal therapy in the sense of, you know, touch the soft thing.
Yeah.
The soft
no, thing yeah. No, they do, but they have smart animals. They don't use gorillas for it.
Absolutely. I'd love to have some a neo-avian as my
They're therapist. Condescending, but not
okay.
that condescending.
Perch, yeah. Yes. Perch on...
Like, Sigmund Parrot.
Can I trade my Latin? Because we have to leave.
Well, and you can trade.
We're going to be out of time for a while.
Well, you can use it. You can make something before you go, or you can.
Well, I was going to ask if I could trade in for some, just some enhancements.
You can get one enhancement. I mean, okay. If you'll have time to install one. And what type of enhancement do you want?
I'm gonna have to look. But you all know, right. Like,
well, you let me know when you figure that out. So
is he asleep?
Yes, he goes back. He goes into his little room. He's given actually a larger than normal size room. They're just giving him a room that would actually be a room size, not a closet.
Yeah. I'm gonna touch him and see if he's.
Well, the door closes, so it's closed. So you can either. Ping it to see if it's unlocked or not, or wait for somebody else to open it, because the therapist, well, it looks like the therapist will come in and check on him, and like he might wake up in the middle of the night, have night terror, therapist will go in, and then you can sneak in while that's going on. So you're going to do that, or you're going to try and get the door? How are you going
to
get the door?
I want him to be completely asleep. So is it locked?
Are you going to ping the door?
Yes.
All right. Give me a networking check, or an interfacing check.
Interfacing?
Yes. That is the use gadget skill.
No.
All right. You ping it. You think you ping it, but you in fact ping the. You don't. You get a message like the therapist. She says, "Hello. Who is this? Are you just going to be anonymous?"
Well, yeah.
Go in private mode.
Yeah.
Why are you? Oh, you're in private mode. Is this Stefan? Or did you want to talk work about his psychosurgery makeup? Hello?
Yes.
Okay.
I am Stefan.
Okay. Why are you in anonymous mode? Why are you in private mode?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was asleep. I didn't want anyone to disturb me. I forgot to turn it off when I woke up.
Well, okay. Did you want to talk about work? Do you want to meet? Well, the cafeteria is a mess, but we can. She gives you an address. There's a network. There's a tunnel. There's a service tunnel nearby. It's pretty quiet this time of day. We can go and compare notes. Bring your workup of them.
I'm kind of busy. Can you just tell me how he's been lately?
All right, give me a deception check.
Impersonation?
You've never met Stefan.
Yeah, I have never met him. That's the same. 25 out of 60.
Okay. You know he's very... the psychosurgery they've done to him is amazing. Judging from the few memories, we did that preliminary scan just to get a sense of his head, and like the memories were full on simulation of this alternate universe, this past Earth. I don't know where they're getting their historical records, but they seem flawless. I sent out some images, some of the XP to back to Rage and Love so they could have one of their historians analyze it for authenticity. But it's amazing. I have no idea what their end game with this is. It's a very consistent, a very believable. It will take months to recondition him. We need to get him in the brain scan tomorrow so we can have a backup of him. I mean, he doesn't have a stack. He's so fragile.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's very interesting. I will definitely meet you. Just give me a couple hours.
All right. Well, hurry. Turn your mode back off. Why? I know you're asleep, but you know it's kind of rude. Why are you? Anyways, what are you?
All right. All right. I'll meet you at the place in just a few minutes. Just give me a second.
Okay. Give me one more deception check.
All right. 58.
All right. I'll see you then. All right.
So she leaves now, right?
You basically failed your networking, your interface check, so you pinged her instead of the door.
I know.
Yeah.
So but now she thinks she's gonna go meet Steph.
Yeah. So yeah, you can open the door.
I'm gonna go open the door.
The door. You try and open the door. It says, "Please remove anonymous mode. Only authorized users."
I will infosec it.
You can try. Yeah.
I believe.
I'm brute forcing it.
Okay.
Because I don't need to be there very long.
Okay.
So 73 out of 80.
All right. You open up.
Plus 30.
Yeah. You get in. You open it up. So.
Chin pack.
Yeah. Yeah. You open it up. So you go in. You don't have much time. So you're just going to.
I'm just going to touch him.
Give me a penetration check to avoid waking him up. Because you open the door. And he's a light sleeper.
22. Crit.
All right, you are a white. You are a furry ninja. walk between the non-existent raindrops. You walk between shadow. The nanoswarms. I'm sorry.
I like that. Yeah. The silverback shadow.
A silverback shadow. All right, go and give me your.
Aaron gets a point.
give me your psych test. You touch him. You don't have to make a tack roll for that.
Well, I hope this doesn't wake him up.
Yeah.
Is it control or sense? Never remember.
It says on your thing.
Thought browse, complex ray, touch duration. No, it doesn't.
It doesn't?
Sense. There it is. Right. I'm five.
You beat his two. he starts thrashing as though he has a nightmare. All right, what are you looking for?
Well, I'm thought browsing. I want to know.
Isn't by a keyword or something? He is dreaming.
I want to know. Earliest memories. I want to know how far back this shit goes. Like,
all right.
How deep is his knowledge of, like...
Childhood. You are in a grassy field. There is a house made of non-space wood. There are trees.
There is a girl running down a hill covered
moisture
with
hits your face. You look up. The sky is leaking water. Give me a stress test. It's never rained on your character. You've never felt rain on your face.
I'm okay with it.
Okay. It's still weird. It's not... You don't like it. They should fix
Yay,
that.
Yay! Enforced autism of psych.
Yeah. It goes back all the way to his childhood. There's a larger... your perspective is lowered, like as though you were a child.
All right, let's do strain. So that's four.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Yeah, that's not good. Is that you rolled an 8 and you had a 4? Or you rolled a 4
and
you
got a 6? I rolled a 6 and it's a plus 1.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's a minus 1, actually. Is it a minus 1?
Anyways, it hurts.
Yeah, it's a minus 1. So it's
all right.
Shit, what else did I do? So Hedro kept it in. What was it called again? What was the codename of the project?
Talisman?
I will try it again for Talisman.
Okay.
33, crit success.
Okay. The memory nice. Triggers something, his most recent experience.
That would hurt.
Okay, that hurt, and that makes sense, narratively speaking. You get a, you see, utter chaos. Give me another stress test. Damn it. Minus 10.
23. All right. I have a 90.
All right, so you have a minus, you still take one stress. You see a battle, what appears to be, somewhere in this alternate Earth, in a warehouse or something, or some sort of building, you can't tell. But there's a woman.
The warehouse I was in?
No, it's a different. Or it's hard to tell. Everything's sort of shifting around. It's
stupid. No mnemonic augmentation. Human. Yeah.
There's a woman in combat armor that is firing a particle beam rifle into this roughly humanoid thing made out of trash. He's three times her size. Behind her, there are humans in civilian clothing using archaic weapons, bolt-action rifles and the like, firing into it.
Is that gunpowder?
Yeah. The woman is knocked back near to where the David Smith was.
David Smith.
Yeah, John Doe is David Smith. His real name is. She yells something. You need to get out of here. You don't belong here. And she pushes him back, and he starts falling through. In the corner of your eye, you see something. It looks like a human, but there's something wrong with his face. It seems like half silver. You see blood through it. There are wires and going through it like a crude cybernetic augment. There's just chaos. There's some sort of battle between two or three forces. The woman, is wearing, it's like Eclipse Phase level technology. And she seems to be leading or, helping the humans with the firearms, fighting against the massive thing, and the crude cyborg. So that's what you see. Judging from what you know, you realize, that was probably, Evelyn, who was helping the cult of the dreamers against the sleeper, perhaps, or perhaps the hunter. You can't tell. But it looks like David Smith was in the wrong place in the wrong time, and Evelyn shoved him through to save his life, not thinking about the consequences, as she was more concerned about not dying. So you tell that she's still there, and this is very recent. So she's still alive, but she's obviously outgunned. Her cult is, the people with the guns were getting like splatted pretty regularly by the large thing. So yeah, you saw a bit of the front line.
Alright, I'm out of there.
Alright, you get out of there.
I scoop up my monkey blood and
yeah.
Leave.
Alright, so anybody else?
Don't mind me, just bleeding from the eyes.
Nobody wants to help Diocletian or you can, or Orange, Thermidor, anybody?
What was her deal again?
Diocletian was the ultimate xeno-archaeologist. Well, you can talk to him later.
Yeah.
All right, so everybody's...
Let's all go get killed by it, sir.
Yeah.
Well, do you have any more,
yeah.
Plans?
Did you use everything?
I have a horrible allergy attack.
I did not stockpile that much. You can go. All
right. Do you have toilet paper?
Yeah, there is in the back bathroom.
All right. I was going to say, we were allowed to go ahead and get geared up before.
Yeah, if you want to. Again, this is still, even though your reputations are fine, this camp is. Oh, yeah. New rules about blueprints. If you have a blueprint on your character, you actually spent points for it, you rolled it up. That blueprint will work on any fabber or nanofabricator. Certain type, like the blueprints that autonomous have on their fabber will only work on their fabric, so you can't take them on there. So if you go to another type of habitat, or you build your own base or whatever, you need to get your own universal blueprints. So that's why it's advantageous to have it. So
you can upload your blueprints onto fabrics, but you can't download what's on the fabric to your blueprints.
Yeah. You can always use your blueprints on stuff, but like, some fabbers will have libraries of objects already there, and you can just pay the cost for those, pay rep cost for those.
Can I trade the lab in for multitasking in a guardian hive?
You can get... give me a networking autonomous test. That will require some doing.
Is he going to fail?
Drew Mads and Chicks?
Yes. Critical failure.
Okay. They're busy. They've got a lot. They've got to patch a lot of people up there.
No, nice.
They're delicious.
You can get one or the other. Or actually, no. The Guardian Swarm Hive. You can get the Guardian Swarm Hive.
Okay.
So you can trade your vibe space in for that for free. Okay. So you just get that.
Okay.
They are quite delicious.
But the middle speed would take too long to fabricate.
Multitasking?
The multitasking would take too long to fabricate and then install.
Okay.
So you get that. Anybody else want to get any particular gear? Simon tells you you just need a back suit, you need to be vacuum capable, and radiation is a hazard. So
medical supplies.
Yeah, you can have a bag or
med kit.
So Banana Furiosos he will provide for the biomorphs.
And I'm a synthmorph, so I'm just assuming radiation actually feels good to us from what I've seen.
Why are you Banana Furioso?
Radiation. Banana Furiosos treat radiation.
Oh, I didn't know that.
They do. That's what they say in the book.
What's the rep cost for repair hives?
You got repair for free. Oh, you want... Oh, one of the...
Repair
spray?
No, repair hive. Like a guardian repair spray. Nano repair
that's
hive.
That's... Moderate. It's higher moderate. I'd have to look it up. You could spend...
We've got plenty of rep.
Yeah. I'd have to look at a book to determine the cost.
We can, but it's something I can pick up.
It is, external gear is a lot easier to get than, like, implants.
Brain hacks.
Yeah.
Or implants, because, like, you have to install it in there, and there's sort of a bottleneck there. They had a lot of people who needed new sleeve, new morphs, and shit, so for some weird reason.
Almost like an entire room full of people got shot up.
Yeah.
Huh.
Can I acquire a sidearm to go with the railgun?
Have a medium pistol. Mm-mm.
There you go.
Medium pistol works. Thank you, Drew.
It's got a shock safety on it and a smart
that's
mic.
A specialized hive that has a repair swarm on it would be high. Wait, hold on.
I need high.
You can get repair spray for cheap, though. That's just literally a spray can filled with a thing.
I've got other plans for it.
All right. Wait, there's no... Which swarm are you wanting? There's no
repair. There's a repair swarm. There used to be.
It might be. That's the original edition. So if somebody has the new version, there might be a repair swarm in it. Anyways, anybody else want
to
get anything?
Yeah, I was actually waiting to see about getting a replacement for my medium rail pistol. So,
okay, you can trade it in for what do you want?
Well, I was wanting just to get. Oh, well, that's why I was wanting to get it. I assumed I didn't get that, or was I still carrying that through the last mission? Because
where'd you pick it up?
It was something that was
at the outpost.
Yeah, it was remade for me.
Yeah, so. Then you have it.
Okay, so
you didn't lose it. Like you, they're not going to steal shit from you.
Okay,
they're not like the Stars Are Swarms.
Fixers.
Oh, fixers. Okay.
So, well, also for like the back suit.
That's high. So that would be
possessions is how Hypercorp start.
They're not that asshole-ish, all right. And they're also in a fucking war. People need gear to blow shit up.
So. And would it be possible? To actually
it would
get
cost 20 to get that.
So would it be possible to get an armored back suit? Too. And also, I forgot, I was kind of...
You can have a standard back suit.
Ross, can I have all the gear?
No.
Well, also, that was my other question, too, of that how does...
You can't stack armor.
It won't stack on top of my
head. Your Samsung, I think, is vacuum sealed, isn't it?
I don't know. Let me check. I don't think it had reciprocates or respirites or anything else.
No, it's vacuum sealed. If you do that, all you need is a rebreather.
Okay, and I will check, though.
And a rebreather I'll give you for free, so it's just a little mask you wear on your face. Other than that, you're fine for vacuum.
Okay, but the nice thing is I have the book now. So.
Can I have an Ecto?
Yeah, Ectos are free.
Can I have a saucer bot?
How much are saucer bots? I think that'd be like 10 rep.
Low?
Huh? Yeah.
Low?
Oh, that'd be like 5 rep.
Hey, Ross. Mind if I grab one of these?
Yeah, go ahead. It's fine.
I have temperature tolerance.
One plasma grenade? Yeah, you can have one plasma grenade.
Yeah, I have temperature tolerance, but
three
I don't
rep
have...
Or 5 rep.
It's not sealed, though.
What?
Yeah. It's not sealed, so.
I'll give you vacuum sealing for free, so you can. Okay. That I'll just say you that should have been in there, but. Intended that to be vacuum worthy, but they got lost in the cutting room floor. So yeah, you're vacuum sealed.
Vacuum sealed. Okay.
Possibility of just in case of emergency satchel charges or small explosives that can be planted.
No. He specifically says there will be no need for explosives on this mission.
Yeah.
Simon says no. No.
Simon
says all explosives are satchel charges if you ping it.
Yeah.
You can set grenades off whenever you want.
Yeah, grenades are as high as explosives if you can. If you have, missiles or whatever.
They're super thermite.
Well, there's also the high-end, mining explosives and shit.
Yeah.
Like, that's okay. That would be the equivalent of satchel charges, and he does not want that.
All right. Yeah. If I can't have the thermite, can I have my chloroform?
Yeah, they can fab you up some
space chloroform.
So does that mean he doesn't want me to take the super thermite that I've already got?
It's either that or I'll go for the wheel.
Is that just the grenade?
Hello, no. Game changer.
What do you have?
Super thermite.
Well, that's incendiary. It's not explosive, so it'll just melt through things, not like blow up the entire
thermite.
He doesn't want.
Where are we going, by the way, Simon?
It's an unnamed exoplanet. It's a highly sensitive mission. So there. I will brief you en route to the gate.
What company are we doing this for, Simon?
It's for the gate crashers.
Just the group in general?
Yeah, it's complicated. But,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
You look trustworthy.
Thank you. I do look trustworthy.
You'll be going to a place called the Dog Park.
Yeah.
That's because he's naked.
Yeah.
Just so long.
Yeah, he just walks around. Yeah. He just walks around.
Just so long as we're not going to a dimension.
The main thing is vacuum and radiation are the main hazards.
Or a dimension of pure duty.
I have, what do they call those things? That spools or the things that shoot out smart rope and you can.
Spindles.
Yeah.
Grappling hook.
Yeah, I have spindles. That's really all we need. It's a complicated mission. The requirements aren't tight. It's more people that we can trust.
What's the gravity like?
Gravity is 0.83 g's.
Oh,
so like the planet is unnamed. It just has a code number on it that is used for eternal use, so it doesn't really matter.
But all of the notes keep reading Doom for some reason.
It is got an unusual geography to it. Sorry, so he starts briefing you. First of all of you take a. They've actually built a small underground, for lack of a better word, subway network throughout there. So that takes you about 10 kilometers away from Liberation. As they are expanding as fast as they can.
Underground, but we don't know which direction, so...
Yeah. You don't know what direction, no. Then you're taken up to a surface, and you get in a small plane that takes you...
Direction sense?
Yeah, you give me a direction. You're still in the plane. In the plane, the cargo hold has been modified to be a Faraday cage. Nothing in or out. So you will not be able to see anything outside or inside. So, actually...
Simple space with my news to deal with my trauma and stress?
Yeah, give me a check of 60.
27.
You heal...
You need a server to accelerate that fast.
No, you have 10 hours.
But, like, to go 60 times.
Yeah. You need a server. Yeah, you heal... Actually, it's not full 10 hours, it's 5 hours. You heal 5 points of stress. You have to make a check for that. So, so he starts briefing you on route. The planet is got an unusual orbit around the sun. It's tidally locked. It doesn't rotate. Around half the planet is boiling, half of it is frozen. There is a small zone around the equator of the planet, or the northern half of the planet. The meridian. Sorry. That's quasi-habitable. That's where the gate is.
Like from Chronicles of Riddick.
There are two gates on this planet, and we will. Our gate, though, is in a radioactive hot zone.
Wonderful.
In the middle of a large pit.
Synthmorph.
The radiation is still extremely strong, so we need to can't linger around it even for a second. Can damage sensors and hard drives and all that. So
I also meant to ask, does temperature tolerance actually help out with any radiation on the...
Not temperature tolerance.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask for that. So
He can give you energy...
Cancer's cancer at any temperature.
Well, Podmores don't like... They're only going to last 10 years before they fall apart anyway. Remember, they're all Terminators, basically. Yeah. Just meat with a metal skeleton. So you just have bug meat, you know. And
does he have an internal skeleton?
Yes.
That's a very good question.
Well, it's metal.
Hardened skeleton.
Yeah,
yes,
he's
so.
A podmorph, so...
Yeah, but he's also a cockroach.
Yeah, so he's... Yeah.
Which has
cockroach,
external
skeleton. Cockroach Terminator.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but cockroaches don't have internal skeletons.
I know, but this one...
I'm going to focus on the salient details.
It's fine. We need to explore these things.
Way to break my...
God damn it, this is going to be pig tits all over again.
Oh, we can never reach that level.
No. I do it 1.2.
Sarah Connor.
New.
So our mission will be to we leave our gate. We can get out of the pit. We'll go about. There's should be a couple of should be five go cycles. We take them about 50 kilometers away. That the other gate is there. It's very nearby, which is very unusual. And there will be it's sort of a salvage mission. We're supposed to get data hard drive from an outpost that was. We don't know exactly what happened to it, and
it'll be fine.
And then we come back and take it out. But this is a sensitive mission. We're not supposed to talk about it. Everyone, give me a kinesics check.
He seems trustworthy.
All right.
Yes, 40.
He seems totally trustworthy.
Thanks, personal interaction sensor.
Yeah.
Lying!
He's not lying, but he knows more than what he's letting on.
Okay. So. 14 out of 15.
Oh, you already know. Out of character, you already know what this mission's about. So,
persuasion on for him.
If you expect to us to trust you, we need full cooperation.
Well... Norm, that is a good point. Or right, give me a check.
Okay. That's like re-rolling that.
Okay.
So.
Gerard told me to trust him.
Yes. Yeah, definitely.
Okay. I trust him.
Better, 31.
We're part of the same brotherhood. Or group. Social club.
Success.
All right. You make a good point. But the thing is...
but no.
no, the thing is, you have to look at it from our perspective, the gatecrash of the autonomous community. You guys, you go on a gatecrashing mission for Pathfinder 5 years ago, and then you just, you disappear, you're off the grid, nobody has heard from you, and then you reappear in some secret project, and everything I've heard about it is terrifying, and it's just, then you go perform this amazing mission. In their green zone, get incredible results, and the next day, then, you know, yesterday morning, that happens. It's just, it raises a lot of concerns and a lot of questions about who you are.
Hidden concern?
Whether you know, there are people who are very paranoid and have been burned before.
I understand your trepidation. So however,
so,
that our memories were altered without our initial knowledge.
Which doesn't necessarily mean, you know, I understand.
Who altered our memories?
You guys did. You actually researched yourselves to prevent Pathfinder from finding about Talisman, what Talisman really was.
Okay,
so,
keeping up the lie, though.
I will give you the rest of the debriefing after we get out of the gate. And I will tell you everything. So,
Kinesics on that, just to make sure. So
okay.
I'm not trusting him. Yes, 33.
Oh, yeah. He's gonna tell you everything.
He's done a lot for us so far. I trust him.
Just hold out my claw.
Sure.
Like,
we will hold you to that.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he has a lot to say. He actually, you realize with a 33, he has a lot he wants to say to you, but he wants to say it when you're through the gate.
So. Guess what? We want you dead.
No, they would. If they wanted you dead, you're in the spaceship, you're in a plane, they could just blow up the plane, you know.
True.
Bombs
this
on the plane.
Is no evil rules. Yeah. Firewall is blood in, blood out.
Yeah.
So, we're not really initiated until the Uzumaki zombies are trying to
Oh, God. Oh, God, the spirals. Oh, God.
Yeah, that should be fun. I mean, wait. You guys are just going on a great game. Great crashing mission. Yay, for the Argonauts. What could possibly go wrong? All right, so you travel
find
for another.
About a yellow king.
You travel for a few more hours. You land. You're taken underground again to another subway system. You don't know where you are. You are asked. Your plane's cargo hold is actually loaded underground without you ever seeing daylight. You can tell that they're obviously doing great lengths to make sure you guys don't know where the fucking gate is. So even if you get captured, you can't reveal anything. All you know is it's a ways away from liberation. Assuming they didn't just circle around for 6 hours.
Yeah, 10 hours.
Yeah.
One planet. Theoretically, we could be anywhere on the planet.
Yep.
Given
almost anywhere on the planet. Probably not on the other exact opposite end.
Right in the heart.
Probably not in the center of the green zone.
Yeah, yeah. Not in the center of the green zone.
This looks familiar.
Then you're
it's them.
You are taking the subway tunnel, or the train stops. opens up to a small station. You're let out, and you can see it opens up into, like, a canyon, a narrow ravine that they have put a very fucking huge-ass chameleon cloak over.
So this is the third gate that nobody knows about, right?
This is the autonomous gate.
Oh, this is the autonomous gate, yes. Not the rumored third gate.
There is a third gate on the moon.
Yeah, okay.
So there's three gates in this system.
There's a Corbin one on the moon.
There's Extropin.
Extropin one on the moon.
Yeah.
Corporate one in the city.
Pathfinder controls the main gate. Autonomous hold this gate, and then there's one somewhere.
Okay. Right. Yeah, I just couldn't.
So there's three different gates that were actually discovered altogether.
Yes, so far. Pathfinder 1 was found way first. That's why they established the gun. Then the Autonomous found their gate, and then the Extropins found their gate.
That's weird.
It is extremely fucking weird. And if
it's like Portal.
Yeah, although they're farther away from each other, and the gates are unusually compliant on this system.
Psychology?
For what?
Oh, for the second.
This is probably just...
That was five. That was all you can get in between.
This is also probably just another extraneous question, but if the gates are in use simultaneously, do they actually conflict with each other, kind of like the two star gates on one planet?
Nope.
Okay.
They work independently of each other.
Okay.
They have no consistent operational protocol.
Yes.
That's why they're scary.
They're extremely scary. And in fact, this one gate is uncovered. Everyone give me a will times recheck.
Jesus.
It's one stress if you make it.
14. Yes.
One stress.
So that's what non-Euclidean means.
Did you make it? Yeah, you got it.
Why can't my eyes fall in? Oh my god.
You still want stress.
Okay.
It's a fucking gate. They're not good to look at. It doesn't feel... You're going through an unknown alien technology. You're basically silly little primates playing with
the tools of the gods. It's not even possible in theoretical physics.
Yeah.
Actually, I like the idea just before the gate. Hey, do you remember that movie that's like that movie Event Horizon? Yeah, it's not like that. It's worse.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, it is. It's so much worse. Yeah, so it's one stress if you make it.
So it's like, I'm just sitting here. It's like a combination of Pi and the Big Lebowski, just kind of mashed together.
Yeah. No, I said it was hell, not awesome. The little Big Lebowski. Anyways. So, you know what it looks like. It has these strange, we've seen the artwork in Gate Crashing. The Autonomous are waiting nearby. They have, the gate control unit is kept off into an armored bunker that they built nearby. And they have automated defense systems targeting the gate. But it's built in the middle of a canyon, and they can't exactly hide a canyon because they did do a survey. So they have to put the camouflage cloak over it to make sure that no one can see that this canyon's in any way unusual.
They did surveys, and they've looked at the surveys, and nobody saw the gate?
Nobody saw the gate, apparently.
Have you guys edited the footage?
He said, we don't know exactly. Well, look, you're not supposed to know. Like, this is already too much information. Like, they're trying to conceal
it. Just trying to help you make sure that you guys have it hidden. You don't have to tell me.
Yeah,
I'm just saying.
Trust me, Pathfinder's been trying to find this. We're fine. If you have...
Where's our blue box?
It's off in it.
All right, so you're coming with us?
Yes. Oh, yeah. No, I'm going to be mission leader for this. If you have a science skill like geology or geography or something vaguely related to that.
Physics?
Physics, I'll give you a physics check. Minus 10, though.
Sculpture?
Sculpture,
33.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I've got sculpture, too. Crit success.
All right. Crit success, all right. You look at the walls.
I make it.
There, you can see, like, what happened was, for whatever reason, this canyon used to be about 10 feet shallower, and it was dug out. Something happened emptying this canyon. So, like, this gate used to be buried. And now it's not. And probably that camouflage cloak reveals the deep version of the canyon. So,
okay. So
that's how they didn't see it. Pathfinder didn't see the gate the first time.
So we're pretty safe.
So you're pretty safe as long as they don't unusual. There's a lot of you pretty actually safe, notice a lot of thermal shielding, like stuff to keep this place cold.
So long as nobody else like me
because
notices
of the amount of energy a gate probably uses.
Gates don't generate heat, but they do generate. But people do, and machines do. So there's a lot of like warning AR tags. Don't light anything. No plasma. Anything. We don't want an unusual spark. causing them to focus in on this location. So, but yeah, and they're building up around this area. They're going to build a no-go zone around it, a big old
just minor
tons of air defense and weapons, so that even when Pathfinder does find this place, and they will sooner or later, that they won't be able to stomp over it or nuke it. So Simon has the blue box. You're given a brief mission. Just run through the gate really fast, and then climb. Get it. Each of you is given a spindle. Just launch a spindle at the edge of the can, at the edge of the pit, and haul yourself up. The go cycles will be there, and you'll get the full mission briefing there.
Okay.
So, yeah, if you can fly, you can just zoom on out of there.
Or just if you're free running and climbing as well.
It's way too steep for that. You have to use a spindle. You can use a free running skill to help you haul yourself up.
Okay.
Because, again, you just grapple gun out of there. So...
spindles plus...
Oh.
30
for climb jacks? Yeah, plus 30 for climb jacks.
Okay. You get a nano swarm an hour out of a hive?
They can only hold 3. You don't get an infinite amount of them.
Oh, I thought the entire point of the hive was that it could regenerate.
It's like it holds 3 fangs at a time, and then if you use one, it can regenerate 1 in an hour. But it only carries 3. So you don't generate an infinite amount of swarms out of it. That's what it says in the rules. So
you can release one, wait an hour, release one, wait an hour,
or release
one, wait an hour, and then it doesn't work.
Okay.
Or you can release 3, and then it doesn't work.
Okay.
Well, no, they can keep regenerating in 3 hours, they'll get it back. It doesn't say it runs out. It's just like...
Well, you just said that they
run out. No, they... you can store up to 3 at any given time.
Okay. I just mean, so over the past couple hours...
It's full.
I could have... Okay.
It has full. You're full.
Well, no, I've been saying that there's something I want to do with it. What have I been wanting to do with it over the past couple hours?
Okay, what?
I've got... Where are they?
You can't use it to install new hardware.
I'm not installing new hardware.
Okay.
I've got 12 splash mini-missiles.
Okay. Oh, you want to load them in there? Yeah. Okay, yeah. Oh, that's pretty clever. All right. Yeah, you can do that. You can load up the splash missiles.
Half and half.
So they have repair spray in them. So.
Okay.
And Guardians.
Well, they only get one or the other. Which one?
Do you get? Well, you gave me. Well, no, I've got half of them have Guardians,
okay.
Half of them.
Okay,
have...
That's fair. Anybody? All right. So the gate.
I charge blindly through the gate.
You charge blindly through the gate.
As do I.
All right. So all of you charge blindly through the gate.
Scaring through the gate.
So. You go through. You're in a new world.
Thank God, no icing stuff.
Yeah. Your radiation spikes, radiation meters on your body just peak.
We get the drugs though.
You're wearing anti radiation armor, but you even with all that, you really need to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, Dr. Knight,
everyone, give me a perception
warning.
Check. Yeah,
radiation danger.
Visual
boogie on
yes.
Out of here.
11 crit.
Okay,
22 crit.
55.
You are in the crit. Bottom of the what?
49.
55 out of 55.
All right, you are all recognize exactly what type of pit you're in. It is a perfectly smooth, spherical pit. You are at the bottom of it. And get back into the ration. This gate was nuked with a very large nuclear weapon.
So they tried
antimatter?
Nuclear radiation.
So they were trying to get rid of it. So
no, if you have interest gate crashing or networking gate crashing, you can make a check to identify. Learn something
networking.
About
networking. Networking scientist.
Not
possible?
Firewall. Gate crashing.
I made it.
Networking scientist.
Networking gate crasher is
no,
25,
gate crashing.
And I did not make it.
Okay.
Networking demolition.
You know about Discord gate. They nuked it before, and it came. It grew back. Gates regenerate.
Oh yeah, Gates don't give a shit when you.
Yeah, Gates can be totally disintegrated.
They've dropped antimatter bombs on them.
Yeah, so this is what happened. So everyone, give me that climate check. So, all right.
Demolitions. Figure out what kind of explosive device.
Nuclear.
Okay. Well, you meant in terms of like how big?
Megaton.
Okay. And I could plan free running for it since I have the spindle, correct?
You don't get the bonus of the spindle. It's plus 30 climbing.
Plus 30 climbing. Okay, so.
Yeah.
52 out of 80.
Somebody can assist somebody else and give them a plus 10 bonus.
Well, I'm saying that's just our somatics check, correct?
Yeah, it's your
climbing is the climbing skill.
What attribute?
But you get a plus like 30 at for grip pads.
Climbing
it's a
uses
psalm skill,
yeah.
So
psalm plus 30.
Plus 30, and then I have yeah. There's no way. 20. Yeah, thank
you. All right, so good. You're just. Oh shit! We really need to get out of here. Woo! Tom, give me a will time 3 check.
Yeah, all right.
Gates are scary.
Nope.
All right. Tom is freaked out by Gates. You lose.
That's why he's been so quiet.
Yeah. You've been stunned into silence. Holy shit. We are really going, because this is an exposed gate you're going through. So you lose five. You take five stress. And then you need to make a climb check with a plus 30 bonus to climb out of the radioactive crater.
They should have used a tarp.
Yeah.
Why didn't they use a tarp?
Yeah. It got.
Yeah, I made it.
Okay.
Space
tarp. So all of you are hauled up to the top by the spindles. Simon, of course, makes his. And there are six go cycles waiting for you just on there. So we need to talk.
Obviously.
Yeah. There's a friend of mine, associate of mine, Gerard Hume, was told some interesting things about you.
I guess I now know what I did to earn a patron, but
yes.
We can talk about it.
What have you guys heard of an organization called Firewall? I know some of you it's an urban myth. But I can assure you it's real. And what we do...
More than you know.
Yeah.
I'm a little conspiracy.
Yeah.
I have never heard of it.
Neither.
In fact, crit fail.
Okay.
I think he's bullshitting.
Isn't that like a computer thing?
Firewall does not exist. Anybody trying to tell you that Firewall exists is probably deluding themselves.
Malachi!
Firewall clearly does not exist.
Malachi, come on. We're part... of an organization tries to protect humanity from transhumanity from another fall, from existential threats. And
would that include protecting an alternate reality from having a fall event?
Whatever that thing is that you found, I don't know what it is. It's some kind of Xeno artifact. That's the thing is, we're very concerned about hedgerow and talisman. And you guys seem to be...
I understand.
So the gate crashers are concerned?
I am a gate crasher, but I'm really working for Firewall. Gate crashing is my day job. It's a covert agency. We look at covert security agency.
I mean, why are you telling me all this?
Because we're concerned about all of you. You guys know more about Hedgerow, which is a very disturbing technology. And you are allowed, fortunately, one of your members, Jason, has agreed to take one of our science teams into the Hedgerow bunker to monitor it and try and figure out what the hell the talisman is. That's what he's doing right now. He's already with us. We can help you if you help us. So I want to give you access to a private security network called the Eye. And to give you an idea of what you're on, what we're up against, this is a firewall mission. On this planet, I don't know what you know about Discord Gate, but it's the most furthest gate from our sun, and the Ultimates and a corporation control it. But they didn't always control it. A group of ex-humans briefly held the gate, and they went through it, and we don't know what happened to them. But we think we found them recently. They call themselves the Vorgians, and they've been looking for a way back home.
What were they called again?
The Rortians. R-O-R-T-Y I-N-I-A-N-S.
W-E-R fucked.
We found a gate that connected to one of their gates. There's two gates here. One connects to a colony that the colony world that they attacked and wiped out. And we saw their sign of attack, but we set up an operation to lure them here so we could ambush them and retrieve some data without compromising ourselves. And we were successful, we think. We left behind one of our teams behind, and of course nobody made it home, but they used a quantum encrypted transmission to say that it was successful. Part of the mission was, though, to nuke the gate back home so the Rortians couldn't come here. Couldn't find out anything.
But obviously the gate came back.
What we believe, 50 kilometers away, is a Rortian outpost that should have been wiped out except for the cortical stacks and hard drives. We set up a massive, a mega swarm of nano disassemblers that should have just destroyed everything except their datas. We trapped them here and wiped them out with nano swarms. Nano swarms should be deactive deactivated. We just have to go in there, pick them up, and go through the gate. Now, this blue box actually doesn't work. I will have to send back. This is just to build your confidence. If something goes wrong, something goes wrong.
My confidence is soaring right now.
Would an 11 out of 50 on networking let me recognize who the Rorians are for gatecraft?
Yes.
So, Simon, let me get this straight. I asked you a favor. Promised to do you a favor in return. You, in turn, lied to me and have sent me on a suicide mission.
It's not suicide.
Psychotic, ex-human monsters that force upload their minds into sentient battle tanks.
They should be... That's the thing. They should all be gone. We are, in fact, I can't pick up any messages, any radio transmissions.
Why did you give him a rail assault rifle if they're all gone, Simon?
Well,
fucking humans. I should have fucking known you were going to do this. Did you learn this from your dad, Simon? Is this your hypercore buddies teaching? Oh, gee, I'm kicking space rocks.
Is
anyone else?
Honestly, that's more of a play. That's so you guys wouldn't like... Because you never go in a gate crashing mission with a gun. It's a fucking... It's a security blanket, all right? That's why. Because no, everyone wants a gun when they can want a gate crashing mission.
But when you say about battle
really
tanks, are you talking
have
to
have
actually...
deleted our backups. Yeah. That was bad.
The Rorians, there's a brief... Okay,
are they in Fenrir's?
They're in worse.
They're worse than a Fenrir?
Yes. They're very bad people. Yeah, they're very bad. But they're gone. They're. We just pick up the hard drives, and I message back, and they open up the gate in 12 hours, and we go home. And then you're in Firewall. Now, Firewall means you don't have to be active agent.
I don't want to be in Firewall, Simon.
All you have to do is, you don't have to be a full-time agent, you don't have to be anything
I don't
like
want
that.
To be any agent.
You
Thank
have,
you.
The thing is,
wait,
you're
hold
potentially
on.
An
wait.
Ex-threat. You have to recognize yourself that you're potentially an ex-threat.
Hold on. I'm messaging Tom now.
Yeah.
Hold on, wait. You know what super secret organizations have? Excellent labs.
Yes, but that would mean we'd have to be a member of their stupid-ass club.
Yes, Hezbollah is known for its labs.
In the future, there would be. Like, let's be honest.
You're going to have... We'll have access to technology that nobody knows about.
Yes, but I'm not going to be anyone's bitch. Sorry. It's not happening.
The thing is...
You were somebody's bitch for the past 5 years.
And I don't like it.
Yeah.
Look, all of you have to recognize, you know more about Hedgerow than probably anyone else alive in all of transhumanity. If you let Hedgerow go, if you had a bad attitude, you could fucking wipe out Mars with that.
So,
you could wipe out Mars with Talzin. We don't know what that is. We have to make sure that you don't, you know, do something bad with that knowledge. That you just don't sell it to anybody, that you don't use it. There was an intense debate about whether we should just, you know, grab you, put you in cold storage, or... and we figured if we let you in and just keep an eye on you, then you could go about your business... And then if you get in trouble, we can help out. You've already done quite enough. You don't have to be an agent. You've already done more than enough to serve any obligation. We just want to keep an eye on you for your safety and for our paranoia.
Crossing all four of my arms,
yeah.
I kind of look at Simon.
Look, you've not given us any other reason to mistrust you. However, we will not be gang-pressed into Firewall after this.
Because of you, because of what... your friends have already done. What's your character's name?
Donovan.
Yeah, what Jason and Donovan have already done. You've already paid off any sort of obligation to Firewall. We just want you to stay in the loop so that you don't turn rogue or that you don't get captured in turn. So that nothing... And we might need you again for Talisman. You already have more experience with Talisman than anyone else alive.
So you want to keep us as ex-surgeon consultants.
Hold on, wait.
It can be worth your while.
Old Earth nation states,
yeah.
Trust but verify.
Trust but verify, very good.
Cold War!
We can be very helpful to you, and we will just... You are potential ex-threat. You have to recognize that. Is this not getting through?
Oh, I'm...
Yeah.
Well, I'm because of Jared.
You're already on board. So, I'm sorry. It's a shitty situation that you've been put in, but we're trying... We have to watch out for all of transhumanity. There have already been too many threats... and too many near misses that we've had to stop. And it can be, it can, we can get you in places you can't go anywhere. We can get you, if you want to go, if you would just want to go back to the system, you want to go back to anywhere in the outer system, we can get you there. Titan, the Titanian Commonwealth, the Rage and Love Collective, a Scum Swarm if you just want a party. We can do it. We just want you to not go crazy or need to do something rash.
With a programming AI specialty.
Don't you want to find out more 70? About Talisman? We can help you find out about Talisman. We can help you find out what happened to Lauren, that guy who got away with it. We don't.
Let's just go. You're the new indenture boss, Simon. You point me where to go. You trust us so much, and you just want to help us out. You sent one of your agents to make sure we didn't get ditched town before you
know. They know each other. We need, you guys are all eggheads anyways. You need someone.
Oh, they know each other, and he just happened to show up before you sent us against the ex-human nightmare that I see people drink themselves to death thinking about on the crash course every night. No thanks. Let's just get on with it.
Also, I'm sort of mistrustful of somebody who is knowledgeable of my actual identity.
Well, I know this is shitty, and I know this is not what you wanted to hear, but to be honest, you weren't going to get a better deal from anybody, and somebody was going to find out and scoop you up sooner or later. Oversight's already onto your asses. Anyway. All right, so you all get in the ghost cycle.
Fine.
No, you can talk to each other now if you want.
But I want to promise after this. Okay. If we do complete this, I want an entirely, that's like, updated steel morph that I can disappear in.
Sure, we can trade you into a better morph, yeah.
This is a piece of art that he made. Better morph doesn't exist.
Matter of opinion.
You can. I talk to people.
All right, so you're all on your ghost cycles. You can talk to each other.
Oh, I guess now I've got memories. Yeah, so I'd know how long he's been in there. Yeah. What was he doing? How, you know?
He was only in there for like a month. He was more another drunken bet. You guys got bored.
Got drunk
and you started making bets. Like, I bet you can last a day in that morph.
So that's how
I bet I can.
That's how I entered into this morph.
Was I smart enough?
We were bored.
Is that so out of character? Is that so hard to believe?
Was I smart enough? Two, because we decided we were also going to edit our memories. Or was I smart enough to make a bet about what would happen after, you know, we got our memories back?
That, no. Give me
never leave him with a maker that has alcohol recipes, an ego bridge, and an unlimited healing bag.
Yeah, it's
a recipe for disaster.
Yeah.
Is that really so hard? Best time ever!
If you guys had no mission, your character wouldn't be doing shit like that. Is that really so hard? Really? Yeah. All right, so you go. The go cycles have autopilot, so you guys can talk if you want, figure out what you want to do. Now, you just because this is what Firewall's offering to you, that doesn't mean you can't go on the land from Firewall. That's up to you.
Fighting it with two grenades in your hand.
Condition one!
Hi, Terry!
So how long have you been in our new group there, Malachi?
Well, I just arrived on station a few days ago. My employer paid me to protect you. My employer said nothing about this group.
Sure, Malachi. Sure.
I'd be interested to know who your employer is. And
you don't have to talk
me.
Like that on the mesh if you don't want
to. I know, it's kind of fun.
Okay. I'm sure you are.
Is there a mesh?
Continuity.
You can direct message each other.
That's true.
Actually, yeah,
I am start. Fucking off TechNet the second we get near those
we're in
crazy
mesh.
Bastards.
You got a TechNet now?
No, I am off everything. Like, I might shoot my mesh and starts out.
Again?
Actually, I'm just making more interesting for on
that
the
was
mesh.
You,
I
right?
Just talk through Dr. Nightlife exclusively. Hey, the main man was wondering what the hell you're doing here. Would you like a martini? Bless you.
Bless you.
When 100 slave Delta forks of Rorty and assholes start hacking us.
Yeah.
Given what we just talked about, interest 40 alcoholic
hey,
drinks.
Hey, Mr. Kavanaugh would like to know about more about these.
Sure, why not? Interest alcoholic drinks. I'll allow that. That's everyone gets one free interest guild that has no practical use. unless you somehow shoehorn it in. So
macrame.
Yeah, fine, fuck it. You guys were bored a lot.
But you haven't integrated your memories yet, so you don't get a yet.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah.
God damn it.
So, yeah, if you want that elite macrame skill.
Beer ball and construction.
Yeah.
Hardware or beer
ball. Oh, yeah, your project or your interest, Project Hedro went up by your cog rating. So.
Sweet! Take as, that, 35.
We'll probably communicate, at least, I forgot your name.
As, organization,
Aspen.
Aspen, yep.
As organizations go, though, I think that Firewall is doing something a little bit better than most.
Yeah, they're, still don't want to be a fucking part of it.
Well, they're offering to protect you as opposed to just...
Yes, I'm sure they have nothing but my good, but my good...
Stealing your brains.
Yeah, I'm sure they have nothing but my interests at heart.
True, they may not, like, be the general hypercourt headhunters. However, they will basically enslave you for the rest of your life and ego-fuck you till you're gone. Martini! If I'm on the mesh, I'm talking directly through Dr. Nightlife. So
that's fine, that's fine. So you drive through this, the dusk. To your right, you can see that in the distance, the hellish, eternal desert, blazing desert,
as we get closer, nice over there.
Yeah, and the left you can see a dark.
I think we're heading desert.
Glaciers and just ice, just extending forever. And then you begin to see an artificial structure in the distance.
I'll take to the sky and infiltrate.
Okay, give me an infiltration check.
Can you take the shot? There's no atmosphere.
44.
Ionic
thrusters.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, are they enough to get off gravity?
It's 0.83 G. I'll just say for this.
Ionic thrustbuster walker wing shape adjusting, pretty much, you know.
Okay.
I mean, it's a gate crashing more.
Yeah.
I'll allow it. I mean, it's fine. You look there, you can see a part of a large silo type structure. The rest of you can begin to see it as well. You get nothing. You can give me interfacing checks if you want.
No.
Not doing interfacing, but I am going to be...
I will be watching.
Checking with pretty much every... every kind of sensor suite. You know, echolocation, enhanced vision, polarized,
sure.
Ultraviolet.
Yeah, give me perception checks.
Perception with enhanced vision.
15. The saucer and slave it to the ecto.
Okay. You look through it.
Scout ahead.
Yeah.
48 out of 55.
Okay.
28 out of 60.
It looks like the heavily damaged remains of some sort of outpost or some sort of... there are several kind of heavily... looks like part of some sort of large-scale fabricator, like a factory kind of structure.
Does the damage look consistent with what would be a nano disassembler?
Yeah. There's also railgun fire, scorches from plasma, explosions, shrapnel, that kind of thing. It's heavily, very brittle, though. You don't see any movement. Simon stops the bikes about, 100 meters away from the main base. He radios you. Look, I'm not getting any radio signals at all. I'm not getting any heat signatures. It looks totally dead. So, what we're looking for, he takes out a hologram or shows you images of, like, they look kind of, well, they're small devices. You can be hardware, robotics, anybody who has that, or hardware at any other hardware scale, minus 20.
10.
Okay. They look like heavily modified cortical stacks. You can kind of basically tell that it's a very, very different design. You know enough to recognize what that kind of device would be. These are the types of data storage devices the Rordarians use. Find as many of those as you can. We'll just sweep the camp. If we can find at least three of them, we'll be fine. The mission will be considered a success. And that's really about it. We'll just walk through. I mean, there's. I'm not gonna.
All right. Well, let's.
Yeah.
Let's organize some search patterns. And
yeah.
Get out there.
Everything else should be very fragile to the touch.
Do we know what the Rordians use this for?
It's like their version of cortical stacks.
That's all the only thing.
Okay. That's as far as we know. We don't know much about them. That's why we sacrificed all these lives so we could fucking find out.
Big into force uploading.
Yeah.
We know that much.
Shit, I thought about it. We should have brought stuff like that we could have air gap this stuff with just in case.
If we thought there was any the slightest chance anything would be accurate, we would not have sent. I would not have gone with you guys. This is supposed to be as safe as a mission it can go for Firewall. Everything's supposed to be dead.
Supposedly.
We are pretty sure about that. But yeah, it's a risk.
Well, let's get it. Let's get to work.
All right, so everyone give me perception checks.
Okay.
Yep.
Yes. 95.
The critical failure?
95. 95 or not?
53 success.
Okay.
Yeah, success. 28
out of 50.
36
out of
55. Okay. Yes. All right, so Drew.
Flying up top.
You're flying up top. You see something the rest of the party doesn't. There's another pit on the opposite end of the camp. In it, you can see a pile. You zoom.
Can my saucer pick that up too?
Yeah, I'll say yeah. You can see that, but you see there's these irregular shapes around there, but then you realize that they're bodies, humanoid bodies. Both you can't tell. It looks like they've all been charred, and there's some sort of large machine in the middle of them.
Can we TACnet?
If you want to.
But we can TACnet without tapping into any other meshes that might be around.
It's a self-contained network.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a self-contained network.
Until it's not.
Well, as I'd say, if it's only with the people who have
TACnet. Then it's a one-way ticket.
Okay, then.
Yeah. All right, those of you who make it, you look out and you see that there are... looks like there's some bodies on the ground. Sure. One of them is some sort of synth morph. The design looks different from anything you've seen, but its head is at an odd angle. Its hands are buried in the ground like that, so it's sort of looking up like that, but there's like a large hole in it. It's like some sort of weird, freaky modern statue. But its head looks largely intact. So you see that. Those of you who make it, you can see that. That's immediately.
In town.
Yeah, in the like right
in the compound.
Yeah, in the compound. There's numerous buildings, but they're all kind of modified prefab structures that are, been again very. You can tell up close now that they're just been skeletonized by the nanoswarms. The nanoswarms didn't disintegrate them, but they just burrowed through it in certain holes to just weaken them. So that's the first lead you see. There's also then the pile of bodies in the north east corner or the southern part of the camp. So you see those, you can keep looking around, you can mess around with that, or what do you guys want to do? Simon is moving in on the looking at the door of one of these things.
And, is Simon tack-headed with them?
He will accept it if you ask him, if you invite him in.
Yeah.
I was just like,
yeah, he'll be tack-netted in. If you want to tack-net him in. Yes.
I'll tack-net him in.
All right, you tack-net him in. So you're right there. So yeah, I'm going to try and open this. This structure, from what we understand, was some sort of... Well, it was probably you guys don't want to go in here. It's you don't want to go in here. I'll turn this private. So that's all he says, but he seems to be going in there, but there should be something in there.
Simon is not safe. You probably... That's like, hold on, I will come to your location.
Okay, you walk over. So you're going with Simon? Okay, so there's three things at least. Simon,
is it safe?
The body, the synth morph, and then the pile.
I will deal with the
pile. Or you can keep searching.
I will.
So Tom, what are you going to be doing?
It's Pod.
Simon
that are going. The
corpses.
There's some are biomorphs, some are pods, some are.
I'll check the
pile.
I'm going to start looking through some of the biomorphs.
Pile of corpses.
The pile of corpses. All right. Yeah, David.
Where can I stand to where I can be ready to cover whomever needs help?
You can't. You have to choose one of the areas of focus. It's like
I'd go with him because he's going farther away. I will be next to them in the building.
Okay.
Okay, and
three in the building.
You're going into the building with Simon.
So it's Simon. Yeah. Simon.
Air support.
So. Okay, so you're just staying in there. So everyone's going to the synth morph for now.
I'm doing synth morph.
You're doing.
I will be closer to them because the synth morph is in the compound. So.
Yeah, that's a good point. All right. So you're looking at the synth morph. What do you want to do to it?
I bring the saucer down.
Okay.
I eel wear it.
Okay. You zap it. The head falls off. It's on the ground.
All right, good.
You have container boxes in your go cycle. I say everybody has container boxes, specimen containers.
Nano manipulators out of the
saucer,
and I plug the ecto into. Does it have a puppet sock or anything like that?
Synthmorph.
Mesh insert.
Do you have a hardware?
I have ecto.
No. Are you trying to plug into the synthmorph?
The synthmorph with its head. Yeah.
Your muse has hardware. You have hardware.
It doesn't make it, so.
It's still analyzing it. You can try again. Actually, one thing I forgot to mention. We're going to be using transhuman. Bleh. I don't know why I said transhuman. Yeah, a transhuman alternate rules for Moxie. So you can use it like gumshoe points. So you can use it to auto-succeed on investigative stuff. So if you want to, you can just spend a point of Moxie and succeed and plug the Rorty and...
The Ecto in.
Yeah, the Ecto in.
Yeah, I'm not plugging shit.
Okay.
Giving it a tiny plasma.
Yeah, I understand. So you're doing that?
Yeah, I'll spend a point to do that.
Okay, so you do that. You start booting it up. Because
I don't know if it's a thing we need to find, because it doesn't look like the cortical stack things you told me.
Cortical stacks are usually in the head of the Morse, but...
Well, yeah, they said it looked different.
Yeah. No, it's a good idea. All right, so Aaron. Simon goes in first. Give me, you're going in right behind him. You turn your flashlights on, to look in because it's pitch black in there.
Room of flash.
Huh?
Room of flash.
Actually, I have enhanced vision, so it
would. Okay, well, yeah, enhanced vision. Give me a sand check. So. Give me a will times 3.
It makes the.
Will times 5.
Will times 3.
Will times 3. Oh. 27 made it. Actually.
Okay. You lose 2. You see a nightmarish version of Hell's uploading facility. You see there is a chair. There are chairs that you see biomorphs strapped into, or what remains of them. There's some sort of machine that was shoved into their head and was mentally uploading them when it was disassembled by nanoswarms. So there's not much left behind, but it's just like, yeah, they're forcibly uploading biomorphs.
Where were they uploading them to?
Well, they probably didn't have time to upload them anywhere because the entire place was attacked by a huge swarm of nanoswarms. But it is, yeah, this is what the guys, this is what they were up to. So it's pretty terrifying.
Guardians cut all the skills out of people's brains and personality, and they just basically turn people into gigantic skill softs and then upload them into a assault.
Yeah, and they love merging egos together. Like,
wow.
Merging like 6 or 7 egos together into one thing. It's just ridiculous. Just
this horrible amalgamation. They're ascendant forkers.
Yeah. They're pretty nasty. So Simon is sort of poking around the hardware.
Terrifying.
Trying to find something to, some data, some hard drive. Are you going to help him, or what are you going to do?
Well, see if I can pull up any... That's like, are there any active terminals still around?
Yeah.
See if I can
pull... Actually, no, they're powered down. You'd have to plug it in to something to power it up.
Everything's
dead.
That's like, ask Simon if we have any portable generators with us.
You could use one of the Go Cycles, or your own. Pod morphs have powered batteries. Or you could use something from your gear.
Use something from my gear, like a spare profit from like the railgun. Because honestly,
okay.
I do not want to link into anything in this room.
Just take apart one of the Ghost Cycles.
You don't have to take it apart. You just have to plug it in.
Yeah, you can just plug it in.
Like, rev the engine.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it with us? Or okay.
You can call it.
Get there, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so then I'll plug
it in. He parked outside the camp, but you can call one in.
Okay, yeah, I'll call one in.
All right.
Auto. So, but no, I'm not plugging into anything in here. This
all right.
Is, I'm
you can either make a hardware
brain,
check.
Even worse.
You make a hardware check, or if you fail that... you can spend a point of Moxie to succeed automatically.
Okay, I'm going to have to I'm using Dr. Nightlife to guide
sure.
me through this, so...
Yeah, I think Rory is at InfoSec at like...
Somewhere.
Oh, wait, we can use Moxie to do an auto-success, right?
Yeah.
I'll actually use that for auto-success
since
hardware electronics is so low.
Okay, so you're plugging into that. You're looking around. So far, so good. Tom, you and David get to the corpses. Looks like... It was, give me, what are you going to use to analyze it, or what are you looking at? You're just looking at things that die horribly, so.
Biomorphs first.
All right, give me medicine, what do you have? What are you going to use? You tell me what skill you want to use.
Trauma surgery?
Yeah, you can give me a trauma surgery.
All right. 55.
Okay, actually, you see that most of them are actually synthmorph or podmorphs. It looks like there was somebody lured a group of synthmorphs and podmorphs together, and then one or two biomorphs rushed in with high explosive weaponry, plasma burst grenades, something like that, and it just blew them up, taking themselves with it. yeah, fusing most of them together in this horrific.
These were ultimates, right? Is that what he said?
These are firewall agents.
These are all firewall agents.
Yeah. Okay. Some of them probably were ultimates at one time. Yeah. But this was a firewall trap to get the Rordians to trapped and then disassemble them and then grab the hard drives. So for later retrieval. But they had to wait for the gate to regenerate. Because they didn't, weren't going to take chances on that. They nuked the other gate too. So, and they're nuking it. They're probably nuking it again. So they'll just keep nuking it forever. You know, fuck
it's you. Just some firewall agent's his job is every week to throw a nuke through the gate.
You know, like in
tell him to feed the beast. Like, there we go.
In his underwear, scratching.
Now the job well done.
In his underwear, scratching his ass.
See, I'm
nuke time.
Time to go back to my port.
Actually, I'm seeing exactly
purity of essence.
Yeah. So, yeah,
that one guy who does all the
Tom, you can see that. You can see, though, that they, these smaller synthmorphs melted on top of the large one, which looks like some sort of, like, Fenrir-style heavy battle tank. And the battle tank seems to be mostly intact. It looks like all the servos melted out. And so it couldn't move, so it was basically trapped. So if you got rid of all those things, you could get to the battle tank.
Plug it into your brain.
Yeah, what could possibly go wrong? So it looks like, yeah, if you want a data drive, there's that battle tank at the bottom.
No, you have some tools with you. We need to cut some of these away.
For the purposes of this question, yes.
Yeah. All right, so you start working on that. Give me another trauma surgery check.
Ew.
Yeah. 61,
yes. It is really gross and disgusting. And
I'm a doctor.
Yeah.
Not a doorstep?
As you're cutting through, though, movement coming from inside the tangled mass of limbs and death.
Like, it's like, we have movement.
It's something small.
Pay attention.
And give me a perception check.
3.
Okay. You see... yeah, you're...
Good job, Eisen, this guy. Hey, this guy's pretty here.
Yeah,
hey, it
is.
Really is.
You see it. It looks like a very, very small robot. You don't... about this big. You can give me hardware robotics. Do you have anything...
Can I send that to him?
Yeah, you can give me hardware robotics.
Could be a spare, maybe?
It's a spare. It's sort of like it's as soon as it sees you, it starts like moving around. It's
excitedly.
Excitedly.
It's like, what do you think? Should I take it?
It should be.
We'll just relay everything. All questions on.
Yeah,
you.
It's trying to ping you. Like it's trying to contact you.
I'll
I ping. All right. I just, you know, relay all questions about procedure to our firewall later person.
Yeah, I should check with him first.
Okay, so Pet Service, what? What the fuck? Hold on, don't contact it yet. So he rushes over. He starts running. So Aaron, you're in there, and he's like, oh shit, he starts running out. Are you connected to TACnet or not?
No, I'm not.
All right, so. He just starts running out. He just leaves.
Where y'all go?
Yeah.
Simon, where are you going? Betraying someone else?
What's going on?
I bet you're enthusiastic about that.
All right,
I'll just be over here.
So you contact, open up
being
the
betrayed.
The extra,
being betrayed.
And it has a terminal. It gives you a strange authentication code, and then says, "Who is this? Who am I?
Identify
where?
Yourself."
I'm. X33393 fork of merger 5139.
Good.
Identify purpose, goal.
Goal. Debrief mission.
Debrief mission. Contact made with encampment at exoplanet. You know, gives you a long serial number. Entry through gate successful. Breach had established. Secondary gate detected. Secondary gate connects to solar system. Primary goal, reconnect with solar system. attackers. We are repelling attackers. Something unknown nanotechnology
Nigerian
being deployed. countermeasures insufficient. Recommend new analysis of nanoswarm technology being deployed against us. Our nanoswarm technology is insufficient to defend against this threat.
So
firewall brought the WMDs?
Yeah.
My trust just went through the roof. Okay.
I told you that firewall deployed the huge nanoswarms,
and
the Guardians apparently are not used to this level of nanoswarm technology.
Okay. Well.
Recommend merger with new fork to upload data.
No.
No. Server not found. Server not found. Please let me patch. Let me update.
Stand by.
Stand by.
Can we have programming?
Yeah. I have programming. Oh,
I can message you.
Yeah, you're in the sky. It's easy.
I just have not given you an open basilisk hack invitation to my brain.
It'll be fine, Caleb. I don't know why you're so worried about TACNET.
I just assume you hated TACNET because you hated the idea of a PC hive.
That's also it. That's also definitely in there.
Yeah.
Make no mistake.
You don't have a cyber brain, do you?
No,
13 out of 7.
It doesn't matter.
Okay. Well, what
I'm assuming it's AI. All right,
I want you to program a very basic what it looks to be a force merger. Make it look brutal, like ineffective. So it should be easier to do. But like, if you were a psycho surgeon and you were going to load up an emulated mind state, how would you do it with no regard for someone's emotions or feelings? So.
Okay.
Oh, like scientists.
Yeah.
Fuck with containment, so it looks like we're running hot, Kaylee. You know, that kind of shit. All
right.
Make it look like...
Memory A, memory B. Memory A, memory B. Memory A, memory B.
Yeah. Make it look like a really...
Slam that round peg into the square 13
out of
hole.
70.
Yeah. It's not pretty, which is probably a good idea.
Send it back.
So I give him...
Why don't you fork yourself?
No. I give him the echo.
Go fork yourself.
I have him download that into the Ecto, so I will.
Well,
I'll run a separate program in the Ecto, and like a boot camp, basically, and have him think that he's merging with it. Just because I want to, copy.
Well, you still need an ego to do that. You could have him make another programming check to make a blank ego, basically, like just it's for the right file size, but there's just nothing there or whatever. So,
well, we can get another ego. Stack and then hook that up to the Ecto and then do that. And it can merge with one of its buddies and then we can at least look at the data.
Oh, you're talking about stealing one of the stacks?
That's probably not a good idea.
Organs.
Well,
if we're trying to keep all the information compartmentalized,
that's what it wants. That's its protocol. Like, is to update to the main server.
Well, we at least have something to watch into it now. So, and we can spoof the main server. So, if we hook two of them together, that's fine. Okay. They don't really have personalities anyway. And then we will at least be able to look in on their data.
Okay.
So, until then, I'm just leaving it as a head on the ground.
Okay. So, you're not emulating the main server? Or...
I'm going to, but I told it to stand by.
Okay.
Because I don't have an ego to hook to it yet.
Okay.
Because you said it needs an ego.
Yeah.
Before.
That's just how
hard would it be for me to fake one room?
It depends on what source you're getting it from.
Well, we're talking about a blank ego.
That would be pretty easy.
Okay.
But it's literally nothing. It would just be diluting his mind by 50%. Or more, depending on how you want to do it. You could make a weak ego that would just be, like, diluted by 10%. Something like that. So you basically lose 10%.
If we have a delta commit suicide with, you have to have that pre-made.
Oh, my God.
If you have psychosurgery as a skill, you could say you already have one. Like, if you have psychosurgery at, like, 40 or higher, you could say... You could have a beta or gamma fork or
that was
delta.
Jason's character.
Oh yeah, Jason's character. Who's sir not appearing in this campaign?
Yes.
Anyways, yeah. All right. Well, I will
go to Aaron in Hellroom.
All right. Well, you can talk to the mind some more if you want. You just tell him server's not available or something like that. You can say whatever you want to the Wardian.
Okay.
He just wants to be helpful. Anyways, while you're thinking about that, Tom.
Yes.
Simon gets there. He rushes over. He pulls out his own Ecto with a long cable. Yeah, with a long cable, and he snakes the cable down to the spare, plugs it in, and starts issuing commands to it. David, you recognize he's doing a challenge authenticate, to see if do you know the secret handshake? And by handshake, I mean 2056 bit encryption key for firewall
that denies the existence of firewall.
Yeah. So he's reading through that. He's like, well, fuck. yeah, this is, okay, I guess. Look, we need to, okay, get him out, but just put him in the specimen container, and, just don't...
Hey, I need to meet
him! Is this one of them?
It's one of our agents, yeah. We thought, I guess he had a spare, and, managed to make it out. We need to put him in one of these secure Faraday specimen containers. So we'll just, you know, he'll go back to sleep for a while, and then he'll be fine. I know he's not going to like that idea. He's kind of fucking frantic right now. He's been stuck in a dead pile of bodies for undisclosed amount of time. But
so,
out of character, if he's in character, I wouldn't care to ask this question. Sorry, Tom. Did I interrupt it?
No, go ahead.
Okay. The agents that Firewall sent through to clean up after the nanoswarms and everything like that, would they have been alpha forks of people who knew they were going to die, or would they have sent actual agents who knew they were going to, you know, probably never survive?
You don't know. In character.
Well, in character.
Out of character, this was an erasure squad operation. Okay. So, like, they knew that they probably weren't going to come back, and basically they were the bait, and then they lured it on here, and then they hit the nanoswarms, wiping everything out, and then they nuked both gates, and then hoped that their gate would regenerate faster. Mm-hmm. To pick everything up. So that's the only way to be sure. But this guy apparently didn't get the memo about, you know, so he, for some reason, didn't want to be
able to. Blackouts really sucks when you can die an infinite amount of time.
Yeah, so so he says, look, we just need to put him in the Faraday cage, which is like a sensory deprivation chamber, so we can run full decontamination quarantine procedures on him when we get back.
Won't that drive him crazy?
He's already traumatized, but, like, you see these things out here. They're really bad. There's a chance he could be infected. This could be a trick by them. He's, like, a meter away.
You still need to get the stack out of the tank.
Yeah, you just get him, scoop him in there, put him in the Faraday cage. All right. Okay. Give me a will times recheck. Both of you. Brave Firewall Agent.
22.
All right.
I'm going to oxy that.
Okay.
83 to 38.
You're fine. It's fine. He'll be fine.
It's fine.
So we're all fine here. How are you?
Are you going to talk to him before that? Or put him in there? He's like,
yes, I'm going to.
All right. He's like, oh, thank you. Patton. I can't believe. You saved. I thought I knew. I knew we weren't supposed to come back, but I had the spare on me. I forgot about it. It's just part of my gear. And I figured, why the fuck not? They'd come and get me. I could just go to sleep and wake up in a nice... But I had to keep moving around to recharge. And it's just... I didn't want to slip into the bottom of the pit.
All right, listen. Yeah, look. You probably know about this better than I do. But you know what? Since we're like we have to
please, listen to me. please don't look. I know you could say all that, but you haven't been. I earned not just let me talk, just open a communication, just let me talk to people again. Let me see things. I'm tired of being around death and seeing my friends and everyone I ever cared about die horrible deaths. I've been in this pit for I don't even know anymore. I shut off my clock because I don't want to know. Anyway, so he's rambling on like that.
General Patton.
Put him in the goddamn box.
Upload solitaire protocol. Give him some cards.
Okay. All right, he does that. And he's like, what? What? You asshole! What are you mocking me? You mother, you monster! You fucking monster!
Actually, for some reason, I want.
This will occupy you while you are in decontamination. This
not,
is the best we can do.
He is not placated. But give me a persuasion check with a minus 30.
Wait, Ross. Can I actually design some kind of
system? I'd actually like to see your patent program.
Like some place that actually.
I read your book.
XP production with a minus 30. You're doing this on the fly. XP production.
All right, well...
Not passing the persuasion, but I'm still...
Can't do civil space.
Okay, if you have... Minus 30.
Yeah, I got that.
All right.
At 80.
Okay.
26.
Okay. He's confused by it. And you lock him in there. You still have to make the sanity checks, because, yeah, you're kind of... It's a real dick thing to do.
But he won't be alone.
Yeah, well, he's... Yeah, he can play The Sims for a couple months. Well, Well, what is the symbol space? What are you giving him?
I'm thinking like a resort type place.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. With a, you know, like a resort hotel.
Sure. Okay. You can find
it. To do.
Yeah, all right. First Matrix was a paradise.
All right.
They rejected it.
Except
this one. This one's awesome.
So that's what Simon does. He supervises that. So Aaron, you boot up the thing.
See, I'm not a dick yet because I'm not in firewall yet.
You're it was still kind of a dick thing to do. You could, yeah, but you didn't really have much of a choice.
I didn't.
No. All right. So how are you accessing? What are you interfacing it with? Or like, what are you wanting to do with it?
Is there just like a journal and topic that I can? That's like an interface with, or
you mean like an Ecto, like a little handheld computer? Yeah. The Go Cycle has one, so yeah.
Yeah, pulling up again, not plugging into anything at all. Yes. What? Okay, let's look at this. I have a cyber brain. Yeah. I am no longer in a meat one that is little, at least somewhat resistant to basil attacks. Yeah. So, no.
Okay.
This is not going all right, to.
You have your
hey
thing.
Tom. Yeah. Remember the people at the very first mission who were all, you know, coming to you and they needed you for help because you were a doctor and had wounded?
Yeah.
I wonder how they're doing back on that planet where we left them to die.
They're fine.
They're fine. They're fine.
Those
just saying, you're putting a guy in a box. It's no different.
All right, so Aaron, yes. You can...
it's fine.
Okay, fine. So you turn on. It boots up to a strange OS. And, you know... Fork
18.95.
Yeah, 18.55533 variant 8, you know, merger 3, 39, waiting for orders. Do you wish to view the upload results?
Yes. So,
all right.
I put it in there, and also, actually, before that, if I can even retrieve that, pull up a list of the last 50 or so actions that were. Commands that were inputted into this. So
okay, it was part of the uploading thing. So it was uploading biomorph mines and
mind rape upload.
Yeah,
mind rape upload.
Yeah,
mind rape upload.
It's fucking horrifying. They're taking. You see them breaking down the last person they found, analyzing their skills and ripping out their personality and memories, just for their knowledge for xenoarchaeology. Give me a sand check. Real time three.
All we want is
rape
your
brain.
Oh, 9. Alright, so this is, yeah.
I'm really glad I made my check and I knew what these guys were beforehand.
Yeah. So you look through there, so there's a partial upload complete, there's 10 finished ones. Like 5 finished ones, and they're just waiting to connect to the main server so they can upload them to the Rordian cloud.
God, are there any egos that have yet to be either processed or uploaded?
Nope.
So
they're all uploaded. They're all processed. Like,
but basically, they've already been stripped of who they are. So there's
There's one. Yeah, basically, yeah.
If anything,
well, you can try and reassemble the parts. They didn't delete them. They just pulled them off.
That would probably be massive psychosurgery.
Yeah,
which
would be massive psychosurgery.
Which I have
probably don't want to stop. It's
have that.
Going to keep going.
Okay, try to actually put that aside and see if I can put in a search for the.
We'll keep it going.
The search for the Rordian stacks that we're looking for. So.
There's one in there. It's in the middle of the terminal. You just have to physically go in and yank it out.
Okay. Are there any? That's like. Oh, so is it possible for me to pull up a map of the facility from here as well?
No. Well, give me a network interfacing check.
Okay. Go, Dr. Nightlife. Odd 7, yes.
Yeah.
Dr. Nightlife wins again.
It is time to boogie.
Yeah, you find a map of the facility.
I have found a map to the party. The death party.
Factories, mineral extraction, power plant.
Okay, so go ahead and at least load that up onto the Ecto before disconnecting it. Then I'll go back outside to inform.
Are you going to get the hard drive out of the terminal?
Disconnect the Ecto from it. So I'm assuming I've uploaded what I need into it. So
no, you need the actual hard drive.
The actual hard drive? Okay.
You have to physically get it. You have to extract it from the terminal.
Okay, so I'll pull it out then. So.
All right. How are you going to pull it out? What skill are you going to use?
So can I have Dr. Nightlife talk me through hardware electronics to try to pull it out?
Sure.
This is not going to be good.
Yeah.
Actually, last Moxie, 6 auto success on there to take it with me. All right. So.
You reach in there. You grab it. Give me a reflex times 3.
Yay.
It's fragile.
Child lock?
No.
Okay. The terminal itself falls apart. It's like it's made of dust. The hard drive itself You yank it out there, but the machine itself is falling apart around it. The nanoform skeletonized everything but the hard drive, so it starts crumbling all over it. You don't know if it's damaged or not, but it falls all over your hands, parts of the terminal. Give me one more will save. You got all that Rorian stuff, dust. Yeah, maybe the part. Yeah.
No, failed that.
All right. Three stresses. You like, was I infected? Am I part of this? No, I'm paranoid. No, I'm fine. I'm fine. It's nothing. Am I? So it's just paranoia getting to you. So, but anyways, you get the hard drive.
Okay, so take it out.
All right, so you got one hard drive. You got the second hard drive. So
battle thing. Can I talk to the guy again? The Rorian dude?
Yeah, the one that you've been talking to. Yeah.
Seeking other servers for upload. Severe stack damage. List IP morph IPs for away team. So tell me all your buddies that are with you. And just,
it just gives you a list of serial numbers.
All right. So all right. We'll contact soon. So I unplug.
Okay.
Without plugging myself, I send an alpha of Yellow Hat into the Ecto in case it's infected.
Okay.
I tell him to start detect pinging, not opening up communications, but detect pinging each IP individually.
So passive.
So, I rolled a 7 on InfoSec.
Okay.
To spoof the identification number of the guy I just found.
Okay.
So basically, use your power source in the Ecto to pretend to be the a Rorty and
survivor. Hey guys, it's all clear. Yeah, go on. Hey, Rorty. Yeah, so that's what you're doing.
One at a time. And tell me the second you find one.
Okay.
So just a detect pick.
Sure.
Just like you do, like, detect a Wi-Fi network.
Sure.
Just out.
All right. No, he's running. Nothing around so far. All
right.
So, Battle Tank. So, one thing, you load him in there. Then
I'll go see Aaron.
Give me another trauma surgery to clear the rest of the bodies out.
Yep.
All right, so you get to the main tank. The main tank is paralyzed. All the servos and everything are... But it's still... actually, now that you get close to it, you still detect some power in it. It looks like it was just stuck in place, but it's still active. In fact, there's a damaged sensor, some sort of camera, that actually rotates and looks at you.
This thing is still active.
Well, it's Simon... It's running on emergency batteries. It looks like he's scanning it. That's why we didn't detect it earlier. We sent in probes to make sure it was clear before we went in, but it was dormant, and it's paralyzed. It can't move. So
it's gonna stay that way.
Well, look at it. Its legs are all welded together, like from the heat of the plasma. I think it would have attacked us by now. It's only a threat if we, interface.
Stand directly in front of its weapon?
Its weapons have melted off, too. Like, look at it. I mean, if you have a hardware weapon, armory or whatever, you can give me a check. Or hardware robotics.
Well, then let's get this thing out of here.
Hot one.
Yeah. It's totally, it's past its durability rating, just not past its death rating. So it's like a -5. HP or whatever. So,
well, then let's get what we came for.
Well, that's where the danger is. It's still active, so it can still hack against you. So we can either do a hardware check to just extract the whole thing, which we could do. We could just put it attach a spinner to it, just drag it through the gate. Then we just have to wait another 12 hours before we went home because those gate windows are kind of tight. And just push that, build a Faraday cage for it. And put it in that, ship that back, and then just wait another 12 hours. Or we could cut open the hard drive, which I don't know if it's booby-trapped or not. I mean, we don't know if they might have some sort of trap inside of it.
Can't we extract the battery it's running off of?
Well, it's inside there, so it's the same threat. We don't know what if they booby-trapped their
Well, I have a cyber brain, so that will not be me. And also, so...
Well, that again, we have bots, we can use them to remotely... that saucer bot or one of the ghost cycles, we can use manipulator arms on it or whatever. So, I don't know.
Or why don't I just kill it the rest of the way.
The thing is, optimally, we wanted three hard drives, but we still have two hard drives, so this mission is already a success. So I'm not going to... I know you're already pissed about everything, and you're right. You have every right to be, so I'm not going to force anybody to do anything. But I'm telling you, we can bring this back. This would be a huge score for Firewall, and their rep can take you places other people can't. So it's up to you if you want to do this, if we cut it open or if we drag it back to the gate. So that's... I don't know. So that's what he tells you guys. So what
wait, what do we need? Okay, I'm trying to...
Battle tank is frozen, but it's still powered on, so you have to get the hard drive out of it, and it might be booby-trapped. You might have the physical trap in there, it might blow up if you do something, or it might try and...
You're the robot expert.
Yeah.
Go get him, robot expert.
You could use a saucer bot to remotely, you know, try and...
It's got pretty limited manipulators, though. Like, you can't handle any kind of weight.
Can I just burn a gigantic hole around what we need and pull out what we need?
You can. That's the thing. If you fail... Okay, so what are you using?
Super thermite.
Burn
through the entire thing.
Give me... what's your hardware robotics check? What's your hardware...
That'll destroy the stack if you hit it.
Yeah, that's the thing. You don't know where the stack is. It's an alien.
Hardware robotics is 70.
All right, so you scan... So is that your plan? All right, first off...
Well,
You scan it with every type of T-rays, X-ray, all that other shit. And the internals of this are radically different than anything you've seen before. So there, you don't know where everything is, and it's generations away from transhuman technology. So it's alien, and it's not labeled. So so I'll roll for you for hardware robotics.
Okay.
You think you know where it is, but you're not 100% confident about it. Do you have any moxie left?
Yes.
All right, you can spin that. All right. So are you going to spin that?
Yes.
All right, you spin that. You realize, oh, shit, no, that's the exact place I don't want to put the thermite. So you realize where you need. You realize where the hard drive is. It's actually asymmetrical. It's on the left side of it.
Okay.
So you need to burn the right side away. And then you just have to hope that burning half of it won't trigger some sort of internal explosive. That will...
Well, we can... The thought was we can trigger the burning when we're all a safe distance
away. Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, you can burn it away, but you don't know if that will trigger some sort of self-destruct mechanism on it to prevent it from falling in enemy hands. So,
Did my thing ping anything yet?
Nope. So far, so good.
Not even the
unless there's enough...
The thing, yeah, it pings itself. Like, it's connected to itself. But the battle tank... Oh, yeah, the battle tank pings you back. One thing pings you back.
So I go over there.
Yeah, you see the battle tank. They're looking at it.
I'm going to use Brock.
Okay.
Because it's alien, right?
Yeah, you have to touch it, though, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll go up and use Brock.
All right. Give me that sense check.
It's context, too. For Brock.
Ross.
Yeah.
Are those truly random?
I think so. I've been rolling them.
Yeah.
I got new. So I got new sharp edged die set.
I don't understand.
Do you have any moxie?
I got one.
You want to use it?
Nope.
All right. You can't identify if it has any countermeasures or not. So, all right. You can make your.
If nobody else has a better idea, I say we go for it.
Or we could tow the thing.
That you'll have to spend another cycle here, another 12 hours here. Because
nope. I'm going to go see what Cockroach is up to.
Alright, Cockroach, you got the thing out of the terminal, you pulled it out, you look inside you have to look inside, are you waiting outside the house for him to come out?
I'll
go
inside.
Give me a will times recheck.
I'm fine. Yeah. 9 out of 90.
Eh, they're jerks.
They were humans.
Yeah.
They probably did something deserved.
They probably did.
You're more sympathetic to me than you are to
them. Yeah.
Yeah. You're my buddy.
I know. He's the only one who hasn't betrayed you.
Yeah, it's because everyone else has betrayed you.
Everyone else has betrayed
you. Oh, sorry.
We're looking for.
All right, so you have two hard drives, so you can use the thermite plan. There'd be demolitions to get it right. Do you have demolitions?
Mm-hmm.
All right, yeah, it'd be demolitions. Straight up test.
Straight up.
Moxie, 29.
All right, 29, yeah. Good idea. Good use of Moxie.
Exactly. It's like, I'm ready. It comes down.
All right, so who has the highest Moxie score?
I've got.
Current or overall?
Overall.
I have
five.
All right. Let's see if it has. Let's see here. It does not have a self-destruct mechanism, so you can just pull it out. And so who's grabbing it?
Not me.
Not a sense.
Okay.
Simon, go
I have no nose to touch.
I got it.
All right. Malachi grabs it.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
As you pull it out, give me a fray check.
I'm going to moxie that.
All right. As you pull it out, something, some sort of metal wire or something comes out and tries to jab you. You jerk your hand back in time before. Yeah. Or, yeah, you just shoot it up. It's like, fuck you, giant alien robot tank thing. Fuck you. Like,
could you try that again, only fail? The tank says.
So, Simon, you notice he's working, sets off another saucer bot, which goes off in the distance. We have another nuclear charge. We're going to have that detonate about an hour after.
I like that plan. That's a very good plan.
To nuke their, keep their gate gone.
You have a nuke?
Yeah. It's off on their other gate.
Didn't see fit to tell us.
No, I was like, it was on your bike the whole time.
We brought multiple nuclear charges in order to make sure that their gate would not.
They're inside you.
No, they're away. We have a whole planet. Like, we stored them far away so the Aurorians wouldn't find it. So, I'm just couch setting it to keep up. It has I don't know how many more it has, but.
I know people who have WMDs now.
Yeah.
Awesome.
What are you going to do with that information?
See, and you were all, you know, complaining about joining Firewall before.
So, yeah.
And now you're going, nuclear blast on command? I'm so down with
that. So you're done.
That wasn't my reaction.
Yeah. It wasn't like, yay, I know people who work with the best destruction. Woo!
Yeah, no.
So it's not a good thing to know.
Not a player character yet.
Yeah. So you go, and you return back. The ride, you can talk to each other. Simon is mostly silent. If you make a kinesics check, you know he actually does feel like a shitheel for doing this, but...
Well, he looks totally trustworthy.
Yeah.
But does he look actually relieved that we have everything in there?
Yeah, no, he's relieved that you're going back and, like, everything's within parameters. Like,
I put lots of bullets in the Ecto and leave it behind.
Okay. Fair enough.
Like, anybody got any more bullets I can put in this thing? Bullets.
So, you go back through the gate. You don't need to make another sand check here through the gate. The climb check on the way down is much easier, so you don't have to worry about that. So
it's easier to climb down than up.
Yeah, with the spindles too. Yeah. So when you get back, you go through a brief radiation decontamination procedure.
Like that.
Yeah. To get all that removed, and the hard drives are taken away from you. But you all now have an I score, IREP of 20.
Damn.
Yeah.
Wow.
So they really wanted this done, and you guys have been team players. They know, huh?
Since I've already got it, do I add two?
Your IREP, you get 10 IREP for this. So you're at 60 now.
You're a company man.
Yeah. Simon says, look, I'll leave you be. You just check in with the I. He gives you the protocols to check in with the I, which is the firewall network. There will be opportunities for you to help out if you want. You can use the IREP for favors. You've already done your part to help protect transhumanity. You're on the side of protecting us. Don't get lost. Don't get trapped. But don't turn rogue. But if you do decide to pursue this to find out what the deal is behind Talisman, to find Lauren, the guy who escaped with that shard, whatever it was. We can help you with your own mission. So I'm sorry it has to be like this, but you're too dangerous otherwise. You can't just be allowed to roam out. You know too much. So he walks out. So out of character, yeah. Firewall, you can go on the lam and just like make a new identities and do a whole thing where you're chased by firewall oversight everyone else. Because yeah, you guys do really know way too much. You can try and make that the focus of your campaign. You can.
If I had failed the sand check, I would have thrown my poo at him.
So at this point, the campaign is now. I finished with the intro stuff. You determine the course of the campaign. What do your characters really want to do? Do you want to find out the secret of the talisman? Do you want to say fuck it and establish your own exoplanet colony? Do you want to go back to the solar system and just be party animals, or do you want to become reformers or activists or what? Like, I'm leaving this up. Firewall is there for you.
I want to do some more shit in that whatever the
alternate universe.
Yeah,
talisman.
Totally.
So yeah, that's the main plot, but you can totally ignore it if you want, and just let Firewall take care of it, and I'll just give you updates at once in a while. But if you want that to be the main plot, that can be.
I saw a sky.
Yeah.
If we eliminate Talisman, Firewall has no more use for us, and we don't know too much because it's gone.
Well, it's also Hedro that they're concerned about. They're concerned about you.
Well, that's going to consume the whole planet eventually.
Universe. So if you destroy Talisman and all the Hedro stuff.
That's my new goal, because I want out. Like, I'm already burned by all the hypercorps. I can't have a secret conspiracy chasing after me.
So yeah,
I want to make myself not useful to them.
Okay. So if you find out what happened to Firewall, they can let you go. Like, you know.
Yeah.
And then Hedro, you have to find it.
Fucking Solemn or something.
Yeah.
And, like, strip naked and run through the.
You can do that.
Trees,
you can do that. In fact, you could do that right now, but the problem is there 10 years from now, someone like, you know about Hedro, and get off you or something.
Yeah.
So, does Simon leave us his contact information?
Yeah.
So I definitely would want to go to him just because...
So there are numerous plot lines from here. From here, you're at the gate. So you could go back to the solar system, to the Regional Love Collective. If you want to pursue the Talisman thing, I'll give you multiple leads between now and the next session to determine what you want to pursue. There will be, I want to hit the highlights of the solar system, so there will be a Extropian one, there will be a Titanian Commonwealth, and there will be a Jovian one. I know that much. So I'll have those plot hooks. You can choose which of the talisman leads you go off of. So it'll be a little like No Evil in that respect. There will also be side missions. Each of you can have your own personal side mission. Like, your enemy will come in to play. Especially if you go back into the solar system.
Okay.
And, so this is more open-ended, more sandboxy. What do you guys want your characters to do in this game? Like, I gave you a shitload of plot right at the beginning, but, like, yeah, there's ideas I hadn't wanted to throw in there. But you can, like, fuck that and make the campaign about you running away from your, you know, what happened to you. Or it can be about you, like, fuck it, I'm going to conquer the solar system with my knowledge of Hedro and Talisman or whatever. So it's up to you. So, yeah, you know, Caleb knows what he wants to do. What about you guys?
My employer, even if you do not decide to join Firewall, has...
Technically, everyone is in Firewall, but again, you're basically reserved. They're not going to, like, pressure you, force you to go on missions.
Consultants, more or less. And
you already, basically, by giving them all the Talisman and Hedro data, you've already earned so much that they're just going to, like, you're fine, you're good, your IREP is just... If you want to go on Firewall missions to earn more IREP to use it for favors, that's how you do that. So it's an optional thing.
I'm going to continue to work with Hedro and Talisman through Firewall.
Okay, yeah, that's what Jason's character is... I'm just going to say that's what Jason's character is going to do. So he's going to be staying there, keeping an eye on it, so you can go there. So before you can go back to Talisman, I'll give you three plot hooks for the next thing. So there's the exoplanet ones, and there will be outer system
for ones. For me, Talisman's just too awesome to not explore.
Okay, so
just the fact, like, dude, I saw the sky.
Yeah?
And that was freaky.
Yeah. No,
yeah,
yeah, and I'll be doing Talisman, probably be wanting to do Talisman as well. However, I will be going to Simon particularly and
like
explaining that
bar?
One, I am in reality a Psyrock.
Yeah,
I escaped because my creator. That's on there. Actually, modified me as the prototype for one of the humanities. That's like AGIs at the time. And but since I was a Psyrock, and unfortunately the actions of my brother,
yeah,
put me at risk since I was on Luna at the time. So
yeah, when you go visit the Luna Police Department, they ask for a brain scan. Don't cause a huge terrorist incident and rob a bank.
You guys aren't going to be going to the inner system. You'd be lucky to get to Mars. That's as far inner system as you're going to get.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is why I wanted to escape. But if you can provide me with modified more for social interaction and defense, I'll join up with you and explore.
Yeah, they'll give you a steel morph. You can sleeve into that next session. So,
steel morph or something else that can be as social and.
Well, if you're training at the SAMHSA, you get it for free. So, like,
okay.
You can
so, like,
have
don't
it with
anything.
Yeah, but the SAMHSA, yeah, because SAMHSAs are pretty high-end. And certainly on a planet like this, they could use a combat morph like that. So they can trade you, like, a synth steel morph with a flesh mask or without a flesh mask.
Probably with a flesh mask, but I'll look at them. Because is that in gatecrashing, or is that...
What?
Sunward.
Is it Sunward? Okay.
Yeah.
Masked steel.
Masked steel, okay. I'll make my decision on the full...
Sure.
On the lab.
Okay, so that will wrap up this session. I'll come up with the plot hooks. One will be exoplanet. Two will be outer system. So, question, comment, suggestion. I think one will. Yeah. So I'll come up with that. I'll email you guys with that because I haven't decided which ones I want to throw at you first. I'll take requests. Is there any particular polities or outer system or gate or exoplanets you guys would like to participate in?
So there's Extropians, the Titanians.
Jovians. Those.
Yeah. I know this current...
I want more rest points before we go fucking Jovian.
Yeah.
I was real unhappy there.
I mean, I know I'm playing another character, but anyone, part of me would love to
be happy on a Jovian
at least
colony?
Partially encounter some shit.
At least okay, you guys can pass as human.
Really? The Night Cartel. Yeah, there's the Night Cartel. The Hidden Concern. So, okay. That will be one of the options, Hidden Concern. So,
okay.
That's gonna require a product more.
Yeah,
and that actually.
Yeah, you guys are gonna be like, I'll give you since
we're
on since we're alternating between 2 weeks, we'll have plenty of times for you guys to figure out your new morph stats. Hidden Concern. So you guys will have plenty of time to. Yeah, you'll probably be sleeping in a new morph every session or every other adventure. So not every session, but like, yeah, forecasting. You're gonna get used to it. All right. So Hidden Concern. That's one. Any other requests? One will be so Jovian. No, nobody wants the Jovians right away.
I want to do it away. Okay. I want like 20 or 30 or 50
just
more res
from the off chance that we're going to encounter Bartleby again.
200?
Yeah, the what?
Just for the off chance we'll encounter Bartleby again.
Off chance, yeah. Yeah, we'll go with that.
I'm sure he's doing great.
Honestly, if he's just there, like, he's kind of reactive. He didn't, like, so I think he would be, if he's just sitting there, like...
Even if he's just baseline, no evil Bartleby.
Granted,
still
actually,
scared the
I
shit
would,
out of him.
Yeah. I would, like, in one...
No, because, like, at the end of it, he got his come up, like, he found out,
also,
like...
Also, I don't like meeting other ASICs.
Oh, yeah, that, no.
Generally uncomfortable.
No, that's gonna suck for you.
Especially although, one with 5 years more experience.
Yeah.
Although, it would all be right. Interesting if we actually ran into Augustine again, and ultimately...
I know what Augustine's up to.
Give me a chance to maybe express more if I really wanted to, but realized can't work in a campaign.
What?
The Neo Worka.
Well,
really
that will be the hidden concern.
Yeah, exactly. I'd like
to okay, so one is a hidden concern. What are any other requests? Otherwise, I'll come up with them. One will be an exoplanet. One. All right, so we'll just...
To be honest, I'm just happy to be here.
All right, so we'll do that. So, question, comments, suggestions. Guys, have fun. Like it. Good session.
Yeah, I got to be a doctor!
Yeah, you got to be a doctor.
Yay!
And just so you know, Oversight's going to be hunting your asses from now and ever.
I do have a request.
What?
We go to Legba, and I run it, because I need a playtest.
All right.
Yeah, I need a playtest.
Sure.
Okay.
I'm happy with somebody else running this. I'll play with whoever. I can play Aspen.
That's fine.
All right, so question, comments, suggestions. Everybody, everybody gets 4 CP.
Okay.
Rest points, sorry.
Oh, cool. So maybe I can actually access my ally.
And we'll see you guys next time.